Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
He was hoping to get a positive response from Cuba to his easing of some restrictions, including travel.
It's very much in our interest to see whether Cuba is also ready to change.
Within hours, the stakes had been raised. Cuban President Raul Castro says Havana is willing to talk about every issue, including human rights and press freedoms. CBS's Portia Siegelbaum says the Cuban people are looking to Castro for change.
There is a pressure from below in Cuba to improve the quality of life, to improve services, to improve, you know, the standard of living. And so I think they want to meet that. I think Raul Castro is very aware that he has to start producing reforms and changes.
Cuba expert Julius Weig at the Council on Foreign Relations says both countries may be ready to seize the moment.
The United States and Cuba are both testing the waters to see if it's possible to open a new chapter in the relationship. It could be the beginning of something new.
Well, President Obama leaves Mexico for Trinidad and Tobago and the Fifth Summit of the Americas. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is covering.
President Obama sees the Summit of the Americas as a chance to revitalize U.S. relations with the entire hemisphere, but he could face a tough sell with Latin American leaders who blame the U.S. for their economic troubles. The president will use the summit to outline some of the same themes he emphasized in Mexico.
Whatever steps that we're going to take moving forward have to be taken together.
Mr. Obama will call for stepped-up efforts to bolster trade, but the weak U.S. demand for many products from Latin America has sent the entire region into an economic slump. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Mexico City.
His ordeal as a pirate captive ended on Sunday. Today, Captain Richard Phillips comes home to Vermont. Let's go live to Burlington and CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
And Nick, here in Burlington, they are calling Captain Phillips a hero.
Yeah, I think they are. Most people I talk to are.
The Daily Burlington newspaper has a banner headline today previewing Phillips' return. The captain's expected to land here late this afternoon, then make the short trip to the small town of Underhill, where he actually lives. People here very proud of this man.
I'd say glad to have you home. The state needs more like him.
And Nick, many people here now want to see a public salute or parade for Captain Phillips. Live in Burlington, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The one pirate in custody when Phillips was freed reportedly will be brought to New York to face trial. CBS News chief legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
He's probably going to face piracy and hijacking charges, I would imagine, and it shouldn't be too difficult for prosecutors to get a conviction. Maybe the tougher question is whether this young man can get a fair trial.
There's been a string of upbeat bank earnings reports and recent days, and Citigroup has become the latest. The bank has posted better-than-expected first-quarter loss of $966 million. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason says the announcement attracted plenty of attention.
Citigroup is going to be closely watched because it's received more TARP money than any of the major banks, and it has been viewed as among the most vulnerable of the major banks.
General Electric is reporting its first-quarter earnings nosedive 36%. Still, that beat Wall Street forecasts. A published report says Uncle Sam is loosening the purse strings some more for the Motor City's most troubled automakers. Reporter Jeff Gilbert of CBS station WWJ with the story.
GM's expected to get $5 billion more in loans, Chrysler $500 million. The Detroit News says expect an announcement next week. We get an update on GM's progress this morning. CSM Worldwide analyst Mike Robinette says they are slimming down.
GM is going to be a leaner company. It's going to look much different. It's not going to resemble your grandfather's General Motors.
Chrysler CEO, meanwhile, sending an overnight email to workers saying the company will need more sacrifice from their unions. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. If the snow hits as forecast, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper says Denver will be ready for it.
We're going to have all our snow plows out. We're going to have everybody going full 12 hours on, 12 hours off.
But side streets won't be plowed, the mayor says, with warm temperatures preceding and following the storm. Whatever falls should melt away pretty quickly. We say if the snow hits, but meteorologist Bob Koopmeiners with the National Weather Service in Boulder says there's no doubt heavy snow is on the way.
We're almost certain of that. The storm's been on track pretty nice with the numerical models, which is a nice thing.
Coop Miner says higher elevations have already gotten heavy amounts of snow, and up to 2 feet could fall in the metro area. Sports: Rockies begin a weekend series against the Dodgers in L.A. tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a wet and sloppy ride as things do get up and running today. Now, there's a rain-snow mix coming down as you're making your way around both Denver and Boulder, but the snow's not sticking to the pavement. However, there's going to be standing water on most of the metro highways, so do factor that into your drive. Now, the volume is really light this morning. That's in typical Friday fashion. Looks like a lot of people as well may have chose to pack it in and stay home this morning as speeds are going to be decent. Now, everybody's taking it easy. There are no crashes or stalls to get in your way, but like I said, it's going to be a little bit slower commute than you're used to. In the high country, Loveland Pass shut down due to bad weather. If you're heading outside the city limits along I-25 to the south, big problems once you get south of Castle Rock, as I can look at the CDOT cameras, snow still coming down there. And then to the north in the Fort Collins area, I-25 shut down up to Wyoming, that due to bad weather. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Step up your style at the JCPenney lowest prices of the spring sale. Get door.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
The recently released Amazon Kindle 2 has a couple of new buttons, the iPhone and iPod Touch. A new app has just been pushed out through Apple's App Store, which allows users to read the exact same Kindle content with their Apple devices. It doesn't end there, though, as shared features include the ability to sync bookmarks, buy new content, and more.
Inspector Gadget.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and action.
Showbiz. Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
Showbiz.
Welcome.
We are live
for the world premiere
and action.
Showbiz.
The movie industry is all a Twitter about rumors of a big screen return for Tom and Jerry. If true, they will be following in the live-action footsteps of fellow Hanna-Barbera character Scooby-Doo. According to reports, the new Tom and Jerry movie will focus on how the two characters met and the reasons behind their subsequent rivalry.
Showbiz.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow-up to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics.
Showbiz.
American Idol.
You are a victim.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the 8 Misbehavin' an Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
With the new iPod Shuffle, think zero, as in zero buttons. Yep, user control of the new Shuffle from the main unit to the headphones results in a reduction in size of around 50%. As cool as it sounds, though, there is one small caveat. If you're doing anything other than sitting still, you're going to have trouble grabbing the constantly swaying headphone control.
Inspector Gadget.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
Looking for a new companion to keep track of the time and the number of calories you're burning? You need to check out the latest additions to Garmin's Forerunner range of watches, including the 310 XT, which features a robust exterior, is waterproof to 50 meters, boasts improved calorie counting accuracy, and also has GPS and wireless connectivity capabilities.
Inspector Gadget.
Competitive bidding came in under what CDOT's engineers had thought the projects would cost. what do you know? Competitive bidding actually brings down the cost of things. I know everyone's forgotten about competitive bidding during the Bush years, and we heard all about no-bid contracts in Halliburton, but saving us money here in Colorado. Denver Business Journal also reports that Obama's high-speed rail plan unfortunately skips Colorado. President Obama yesterday unveiled a plan to build a nationwide high-speed rail system. It was a great speech. I completely agree with him. He went as far as not exactly chastising or lambasting the United States, but highlighting the ridiculous situation whereby other countries, other industrialized countries, have super high-speed rail lines, and our rail infrastructure in this country, our passenger rail infrastructure, is just really, really outdated. Unfortunately, the Denver Business Journal reports that the president is not first and foremost planning to have any of that new high-speed rail construction come through Denver. The plan announced Thursday would use $8 billion from the stimulus package, as well as up to $5 billion over 5 years from the federal budget as a down payment to help create this new system. The planned corridors are in California, Washington, Oregon, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, the Gulf Coast, including New Orleans and Atlanta, Florida, the Great Lakes, centered on Chicago, the Southeast, including the Carolinas and Georgia, Pennsylvania, New York, and, of course, the Northeast Corridor. Two proposed rail lines in Colorado along I-70 from Denver into the mountains and along I-25 between Fort Collins and Colorado Springs aren't on the list released Thursday. So that's a little disappointing. Saw this story. A woman accused of taping dog appears in court. A woman accused of taping a dog to a refrigerator to get back at her boyfriend appeared in court on Thursday to face animal cruelty charges. This is in Boulder. What is up with animal cruelty cases in this state? Remember a couple weeks ago, the woman who tried to run over her her boyfriend and her boyfriend's dog? Man. For a supposedly dog-friendly state, there is a lot of violence against dogs. Associated Press, the Senate Democrats in Colorado are set to pick a president, a new president, 3 weeks before the current one steps down. In the midst of fights over state budget and school funding, Colorado senators are getting ready to elect a new leader after Senate President Peter Groff announced he's going to be stepping down at the end of the session to take a job in the Obama administration. Candidates for the job include Majority Leader Brandon Schaefer, President Pro Tem Betty Boyd, and Senator Abel Tapia, and Senator John Morse. So that's going to be some more politics. National news. I mentioned the new rail plan. Some bad news out of the Obama administration on a topic that we have been following here. The Obama administration's connections to Wall Street, connections to corporate insiders. This is the New York Times. The man leading the Obama administration's efforts to restructure the auto industry has been described in SEC documents as having arranged for his investment firm to pay more than $1 million to obtain New York State pension business. Although he isn't named in the documents, a person with knowledge of the inquiry said the investment executive is Steve Ratner. And this is part of an SEC complaint filed as part of an expansive state and federal investigation into corruption at the state pension. Ratner is known as a Gordon Gekko-like figure. Controversial to put a corporate raider with no experience in the auto industry to head the auto bailout. And now a cloud of scandal surrounds this guy as he is involved in a formal SEC complaint. Not good. To that end, Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz, the progressive economist, in a Bloomberg News story, he says that the White House ties to Wall Street are going to doom the bank rescue. The Obama administration's bank rescue efforts will probably fail because the programs have been designed to help Wall Street rather than create a viable financial system, Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz said. Quote, all the ingredients they have so far are weak. and there are several missing ingredients, Stiglitz said in an interview yesterday. The people who design the plans are, quote, either in the pockets of the banks or they're incompetent. That is strong words from Joseph Stiglitz, a Nobel Prize winning economist. Some good news out of the White House. Washington Post reports that under pressure for questionable industry practices, top executives of 14 of the nation's largest credit card companies are heading to the White House for a meeting with senior administration officials. They're going to get a good talking to. Hopefully they'll get more than a good talking to. Now, there's a lot of news about banks that were bailed out now suddenly becoming profitable. Big shocker. John Stewart had a whole spiel on this. Washington Post today, 6 months after Washington rescued Wall Street, banks insist they want to leave the lifeboat. Jamie Dimon, chief executive of J.P. Morgan, said yesterday that he regrets accepting $25 billion in federal aid. Yeah, well, it's a rough life, I know. When somebody throws your company $25 billion, it's tough. On the national security front, this is not good news. Financial Times, Central Intelligence Agency interrogators who tortured detainees during the administration of George W. Bush will not be prosecuted, President Barack Obama said on Thursday, as his administration released legal memos that Mr. Bush used to justify harsh techniques such as waterboarding. The Hill newspaper, Obama, I have not backed off on the assault weapons ban. Political realities make reinstating the assault weapons ban extraordinarily difficult, President Obama said Thursday, but he stressed he is still in favor of the gun control measure. That's good. I'm for the assault weapons ban. I know that's controversial here in the West. I definitely am also for the Second Amendment. I definitely think people should be able to own guns, but I definitely think that guns need to be regulated. So it's good that President Obama is, I think, restating his support for the assault weapons ban. I mean, assault weapons are really, really a special kind of deadly weapon. In my column this week in the Denver Post and all throughout Colorado is about the debate over gun control, keyed off of, by the way, a discussion that we all had here on AM 760, I think it was last week, about the upcoming anniversary of Columbine. So check it out at the Denver Post. The open question of the hour, though, I'm going to go back to the CIA announcement, the announcement about CIA memos. Again, the Central Intelligence Agency interrogators who tortured detainees during the administration of George W. Bush will not be prosecuted, President Barack Obama said on Thursday. And so the open question is, this is part of a broader question. Should the Democrats in Congress, should President Obama look back at the actions of the Bush administration and prosecute? And if not prosecute, then at least seriously investigate what happened. Not only on the torture stuff. There's a proposal in the Congress for a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to look back at the lies about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, to look into the wiretapping program. And there's two sides of this debate. The president and the White House seem to be saying, and he was asked at a press conference, they seem to be saying, look, our job is to move forward. We have to move forward right now. We have an economic crisis. We have some national security problems. We have to move forward. We can't be distracted by what happened in the past. The other side says, well, if you don't prosecute the crimes of the past, you effectively set a precedent that legalizes them moving forward into the future. So I'm curious what you think. 303-713-7600 is the number. We got open phones. Again, 303-713-7600. Should our government take some time to look at what happened in the past few years to see if there was any criminal wrongdoing? Should we absolve preemptively CIA interrogators who tortured detainees under the Bush administration, as President Obama seems like he wants to do? Or do you think we should take some time to go back and see if what was done in the past was illegal? I'm a guy who thinks that we can walk and chew gum. I'm a guy who thinks that our government has enough resources to look back at what happened, see if there were crimes committed. At the same time, it can push health care and the Employee Free Choice Act and all the other priorities that we need to tackle. I think we can do this. I don't think that we're that limited. And I think the people who assume that we're that limited, I think are really assuming a level of incompetence that I don't think has to exist. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 620 here in Denver. Snow in the forecast. If you don't have to go outside, I would suggest not going outside. It's going to be a pizza and beer night for me staying in. And speaking of the Employee Free Choice Act, I'm going to give you, at the other side of the break, I'm going to give you some interesting and disturbing news, some more disturbing news about that issue as it relates right here in Colorado to one of our senators. So stick around. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
The roads are wet and splashback will be an issue. That thanks to the rain-snow mix that is falling. There's also standing road on all the metro highways. But the good news is there's no crashes to get in your way. Volume does remain light, but speeds are going to be about 10 to 15 miles an hour slower than you're used to as you do get out the door this morning. Everybody's kind of taking it easy. It's outside the city limits where we've got some problems. Snow still coming down along I-25, this south of Castle Rock towards the Springs. I-25 to the north is a mess. This in the Fort Collins, Greeley, and Loveland areas and north up into Wyoming. I-25 actually shut down through that stretch due to the adverse weather conditions. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
In your career-focused bachelor's...
We're stepping up our style with beautiful, affordable fashion at the JCPenney lowest prices of the spring sale. Find Arizona favorite polos for $6.99. All Young Men's graphic tees are $7.99. And get 75% off original prices on all final clearance items. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 18th.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream Sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. As May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. With no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Technology. Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
800-877-5000, thecreditcardlawyers.com.
thecreditcardlawyers.com.
625, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. As promised, before we hit the phones, I want to update you on a couple things. And I forgot, my bad. Today is Movie Friday, and I forgot to announce the movie topic. So everybody who's hanging on the phones, I'm going to put you on the spot. It's Movie Friday, so everybody who calls up, the question that you have to give us, you have to answer for us when we're talking about, at least in this hour, we're talking about the potential past crimes of the Bush administration. Also, give us the name of the movie or TV show that your parents didn't let you watch, that your parents didn't want you to watch. This is a suggestion, by the way, this Movie Friday topic by a listener who emailed me. So again, Movie Friday, we always do movies this Friday. We always talk a little bit about movies. I'm a movie freak. What movie did your parents, movie or television show, did your parents not let you see, not want you to watch? And did you end up seeing it? Mine, I'll give you mine. Mine is Fatal Attraction. My mother just would not, she saw Fatal Attraction. It absolutely freaked her out. And she didn't let us see it. She didn't let me see it. I only saw it like recently, like maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. It's pretty scary. Now, the promised news on the Employee Free Choice Act, the Denver Post has an editorial today that I suggest you read. I agree with 90% of it. It talks about they had an editorial board meeting with Senator Michael Bennett, the appointed senator here in Colorado. He reiterated that he is not taking a public position on the Employee Free Choice Act, and the editorial in the Denver Post is all about how and why that's unacceptable for a public servant not to take a public position on such a public issue. The part I don't agree with the Denver Post, of course, the Post can't contain itself. It can't control its faculties, and it has to spend the last little bit demanding that Bennett oppose the Employee Free Choice Act. But 90% of the editorial, I think, is dead on, that we deserve to know where our senator stands on this issue. And the fact that he's now going before editorial boards, publicly reiterating that he's not going to have a position on a really, really important issue about union rights and worker rights, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I really have never seen anything like it. And I've been in politics for, well, if not for a long time, then at least for more than a decade. So again, the open question of the hour right now is, do you think, in light of President Obama's announcement that he will not look into prosecuting CIA torturers during the Bush administration, do you think we shouldn't, in general, look back at what the Bush administration did and look to see if there were any crimes committed and see if we need to prosecute any of those crimes? Do you agree with that, the administration's posture? The Obama administration, in fairness, says we got a lot of problems moving forward, and we just don't have the time, and we shouldn't take our eye off the ball moving forward. And the other side says, well, you know, if you don't prosecute and investigate potential crimes of the past, you're effectively legalizing them. You're setting a precedent to effectively legalize them. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And again, it's Movie Friday. The question when you call up here and talking about the topic of the day, but when you call up, give us the movie or the television show that your parents refused to let you see. Why did they refuse to let you see it? And did you end up seeing it? Mine's Fatal Attraction. My parents said it was too scary for me to see. And I'll be honest, the rabbit boiling was pretty scary. All right, let's go to the phones. Mark in Denver. Mark, what do you think?
Well, hey, thanks for taking my call. Well, Sesame Street and any R-rated movie.
Your parents didn't let you watch Sesame Street?
No, they didn't like Count Dracula or whatever the guy's name was.
I think it was just the Count.
The Count.
They thought he was too scary?
It wasn't that he was too scary. They didn't want me getting interested in vampires and, you know, occultish sort of stuff.
You know, I never thought about that. I never thought about the fact that Sesame Street basically had a vampire running around on it.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaky.
The Bert and Ernie stuff, you know, but not the Count. You know.
Not the Count. That's it. I really never thought about the weirdness of a vampire really running around the Sesame Street set. Interesting. Your parents are pretty perceptive.
Yeah, they were. I don't think I lost anything for not seeing it. So, but yeah, I bought the Bush administration prosecution possible stuff. I just didn't think that it's wise. I happen to agree with Obama on this. I don't think it's wise to keep focusing on that. I think about Nixon and Ford. Ford eventually pardoned Nixon or commuted his, you know,
right,
possibility of being prosecuted for the sake of letting the nation move forward. It was an embarrassment, just like Bush was. And we wanted to make sure that we weren't focusing on the past. We could move forward and hope for a better day. Obviously, Ford probably lost, you know, popular opinion is he lost the next election because he did that, but I think he was absolutely right.
I can go back and forth on this. I really do. You listen to legal scholars about this stuff, and legal scholars will tell you that, you know, there is a real danger of effectively legalizing things by not prosecuting them. That's what I worry about. But I do understand those who say, look, if we started prosecuting, investigating Bush administration officials, it would become a huge media spectacle. And right now we need the nation focused on major problems like the economy, like health care, like the Employee Free Choice Act, et cetera, et cetera. So I can go both ways on this. It does particularly worry me that the administration, when you read this news report about the release of CIA documents, that it's sort of preemptively saying we're not going to prosecute, right? Let me read this again. Central Intelligence Agency interrogators who tortured detainees during the administration of George W. Bush will not be prosecuted, President Obama said on Thursday. In releasing the documents which underpin the Bush administration's war on terror detention and interrogation policies, Mr. Obama said CIA employees should not be punished for relying in good faith on legal authorizations provided by the Bush-era Justice Department. Quote, the men and women of our intelligence community serve courageously on the front lines of a dangerous world. We must protect their identities as vigilantly as they protect our security, and we must provide them with the confidence that they can do their job. So it seems to me a little bit, and I want to be clear, I'm not saying that Barack Obama's a Nazi, but the argument is sort of the Nazis at Nuremberg. He's basically like, look, we were ordered to do it from higher ups. Obama's sort of saying, well, the guys who were ordered to do this, the Bush administration's legal people, created this ridiculous legal framework, and they were just, the CIA guys, they were just following orders. Now, that makes me worried, right? There's something that doesn't sit right with me about that. Right? I mean, and so what I worry about, here's what I worry about. I'm with you, Mark, in the idea of we don't want to create witch hunts, right? Because that'll take our eye off the ball. But if we know, in an example like this, if we know that certain things happened that were really, really extra legal, I worry about preemptively saying, you know, forget it. We'll just forget about it for now, because I think that sets a precedent.
I understand that. I just worry that we're going to let it
consume us.
Consume us, yeah, exactly. It's just one of those things that it is incredibly unfortunate that we did those things. The wiretapping and all that sort of stuff. There was some precedent, I think, that they finagled out of it. But I do think that the way around this, as opposed to just prosecuting these people, is make clear, solid laws that we can't do.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a good point, is that wherever you stand on whether we should look back or quote-unquote move forward, if and when we do move forward, we got to tighten up the laws that allowed this stuff to happen in the past. Hey, thanks for the call. 6:34, I'm David Sirota, here filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 33 degrees in Denver, going up to 36. A lot of snow in the forecast. In fact, my little computer widget on my new Apple laptop has snow all over it. So I guess that's like a big warning for a lot of snow. 303-713-7600 is the number. We got open phones. Do you think President Obama is right to preemptively absolve the CIA interrogators who tortured detainees? Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
The roads are wet and splashback will be an issue. That thanks to the rain-snow mix that is falling. There's also standing road on all the metro highways. But the good news is there's no crashes to get in your way. Volume does remain light, but speeds are going to be about 10 to 15 miles an hour slower than you're used to as you do get out the door this morning. Everybody's kind of taking it easy. It's outside the city limits where we've got some problems. Snow's still coming down along I-25 this south of Castle Rock towards the Springs. I-25 to the north is a mess. This in the Fort Collins, Greeley, Loveland areas and north up into Wyoming. I-25 actually shut down through that stretch due to the adverse weather conditions. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The new DexKnows.com. Now you can narrow your search by zip, city, even neighborhood to find the exact local business you're looking for. And then use maps and turn-by-turn directions to help you get there. The new DexKnows.com.
Tom Hartman on AM 760.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. intelligentoffice.com or 303-447-9000.
The winner of American Idol.
You are addicted.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Golfsmith's National Trade-In Days is the biggest event of the season. But you don't have to take our word for it. Ask anyone who really knows golf, like this guy.
Hi, I'm Sergio Garcia.
Yeah, that's Sergio Garcia. And you know what he thinks about Golfsmith's National Trade-In Days?
It's spectacular.
Couldn't have put it any better ourselves. Because during Golfsmith's National Trade-In Days, you can get the best prices of the year on the hottest new clubs from TaylorMade, Callaway, Nike, Cobra, and more. Just bring in those old clubs, trade them for cool new clubs, and you'll get 30% more trade-in value. 30% more. You can even finance your new clubs with no interest until 2010.
How cool is that?
And at Golfsmith, our equipment experts give you the time and the guidance you need to get clubs that fit you right. Don't miss National Trade-In Days now through April 26th. The best prices of the year and 30% more trade-in value. But don't wait. After April 26th, Golfsmith's trade-in days are history.
And it's only at Golfsmith and Golfsmith.com.
Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of wasting billions of dollars bailing out AIG and Wall Street, paying themselves billions in taxpayer-funded bonuses? There is an alternative bold stimulus plan for all of America that will actually work. The one-year mortgage holiday 8-point stimulus plan is the silver bullet solution to curing the housing, credit, and banking crises. The mortgage holiday plan will immediately jumpstart our economy, create millions of jobs, stimulate growth, and generate long-term economic prosperity. because we the people will be able to redirect our mortgage payments and decide how best to spend, save, and invest our own money. Apartment, office, and retail tenants could also benefit by receiving a 25 to 50% monthly savings in rent. The Mortgage Holiday is the ultimate trickle-up stimulus plan that will empower all of Main Street. So call your representatives and the White House and tell them to support the Mortgage Holiday that's supported by the majority of Americans. For details, visit SaveOurEconomy.com. Paid for by SaveOurEconomy.com.
Movie Friday here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Jay, we're pulling for you. Jay and I are in constant text messaging contact. Starting to snow out there, starting to get a little whiter out there. Movie Friday, the open movie question is, what movie or TV show did your parents not let you see? Why? And did you end up actually seeing it? Mine's Fatal Attraction. Parents wouldn't let me see Fatal Attraction. Our first caller of the morning said his parents wouldn't let him watch Sesame Street because of The Count. They didn't like the fact that there was a vampire running all over the screen. I never actually thought about that. Debate question is whether you think the Obama administration is right to, in releasing CIA memos, the administration said it's not going to prosecute any of the CIA interrogators who tortured detainees. And this is part of a broader question about whether the Obama administration and or Congress should go back and look at the behavior of the Bush administration and see if it violated any laws and potentially prosecute any wrongdoers. Do you think it's right to say, no, we shouldn't go back and prosecute because we've got to move forward? Or do you think we should go back and prosecute? So do you think the administration is right? Do you think the Obama administration is right in not prosecuting CIA officers who tortured detainees? Where do you weigh in? 303-713-7600. And again, when you weigh in, also, it's Movie Friday, so give us the movie or TV show that your parents didn't let you see. 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, David.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you, and thank you for the show. I can name a book, but I can't name a movie.
Go for it. The books count.
Catcher in the Rye, when our young boys brought that home from their school system.
You didn't let them read it?
Well, I've scanned it, and I was amazed. That was the first time that I had seen those ugly words in print.
So wait, were you a kid and your parents?
No, I was a father.
Oh, you were a father, and you didn't let your kids read Catcher in the Rye.
Well, I went to the school, and I remember, I don't remember if I let them read it or not, but I went to the school and talked to them about it. Because you know all the names that were in the book, the N-words and...
Yeah, it was a pretty provocative book when it came out. That's for sure.
Our son would have been 6 or 8 years. He's 46 now.
Yeah, that's not for a 6 or 8 year old. That's true.
Yeah.
Did he end up reading it?
Yes, I did.
Did he?
No, I don't recall. I'll ask him.
You should ask him.
I will.
What about you? What about you? Did your parents not let you?
Well, I'm 88 years old.
So I'm curious what they didn't let you see.
Well, we didn't even have a radio.
Wow.
Well, they wouldn't let me use the word N.
Well, good for them.
Back then, well, they wouldn't let me use the word N, and they wouldn't let me use foul words or language of any kind.
So what do you think about the whether we should go back and prosecute?
I really have mixed emotions. I'm surprised that Obama... But if he was to go back and release everybody that was convicted for crimes during this, even the first Gulf War, I would be for it. But remember, they're still chasing, just what this 2 weeks ago in the news, they're still chasing down World War II criminals.
They are. That's a good, I didn't think about it that way. You're right.
And David, another thing. They certainly carried off the Nuremberg trials while our economy grew ahead.
See, that's what I'm saying, Bob. I think that's exactly what I'm saying, is that I don't buy this argument completely, that we can't walk and chew gum, We got a whole Justice Department with thousands of employees.
Yes, and the McCarthy hearing.
Exactly.
It went ahead.
See, my issue is this. I mean, I get the idea that maybe we don't want a witch hunt, right? I mean, I understand that we don't want sort of an ongoing witch hunt, right? But when you release memos and you're basically acknowledging that crimes were committed, to simultaneously acknowledge that there was crimes that were probably committed and then also say we're not going to prosecute those crimes, that's different from saying we're going to go on a fishing expedition. I think there's something wrong with preemptively saying we know something bad happened and we're still not going to do anything about it. That's where I kind of draw the line.
I'm sure that thousands of people were killed over these situations they're talking about.
Well, I don't know what the numbers are, but I definitely think that, and Glenn Greenwald, my friend who writes at Salon.com, he makes the point, like a lot of lawyers, that if you allow this to happen and you don't prosecute known wrongdoing, you're setting the legal precedent that this is allowed. It's a real problem. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call.
Hey, one thing.
Oh, go for it.
I'm fighting for your permanent spot on that station there. I don't want you to take Jay's place, but there's a afternoon spot that could certainly be filled.
I don't want to take Jay's place, and I'm just happy to fill in. Jay's a really, really good friend.
I'm fighting for your permanent spot there, and bring Jay back too.
Hey, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. I'll pass on the message to him.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, man. All right, we'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Lou.
Yo.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
All right.
Well, it's Walmart, hometown.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, so you got a movie for us?
Man, my parents didn't care what I watched. I'm 77 years old.
You got to watch or read anything, huh?
You got it.
What about that? Okay.
And my kids were brought up the same way.
All right, so you didn't prevent them from seeing anything?
No.
All right.
And I didn't prevent them from reading anything.
All right.
The only rule I had was you learn at least one word. That's all I cared about. As far as Obama, he's a constitutional attorney. I'm a 20-year police veteran, and I found out many years ago that justice cannot be served until you have some court time. And I do not believe that these agents, they knew what they were doing, or if they didn't know what they were doing, they shouldn't have been with the CIA. I think they should be prosecuted. And then let the courts decide.
So you don't buy Nuremberg argument. Well, they were ordered to do it.
No, not at all. If they knew the law, they know the law, or they shouldn't be in the position.
Well, you
they
know,
knew they were breaking the law.
And you said you've been in law enforcement for 20 years.
I was.
You were, yeah. Well, I mean, so the rhetoric that Obama seems to be putting out there implies that he doesn't. Well, that some of the impulse not to prosecute these guys is that he doesn't want to seem like he's sort of beating up on the people who were on the front lines.
No, that's no justification. We found that out during the Nuremberg trials. There's been many law enforcement officers prosecuted for breaking the law, and I think that the CIA is not a bit better than your regular law enforcement. Number one. Number two, we demand justice. And I think it's time that Obama listen to the people who put him in office and fire about half of his advisors because they're giving him bad advice.
Well, I mean, at the top of the news, I read off some stories about, and one of them included Nobel Prize winner Joe Stiglitz saying that the bank bailout is not structured to work as well as it could because a lot of the people who are structuring it are the people in the White House who are very connected to Wall Street.
Yeah, he better start listening to the people. And it's up to us, all the people that put him in office, the millions of people who supported him, to start letting him know that we want him to listen to us and get rid of the... Well, I was worried when he first started naming some of those advisors. And I see now where my worries were at. I mean, there's no.
And I want to add some numbers to what you're saying because it's important for people to remember this. When you say You want Obama to do what the people want. I just want people to remember, this is a Gallup poll from February. Okay, Gallup poll from February shows that 71% of Americans believe there should be an investigation by either criminal prosecutors or an independent panel into the actions of the Bush administration. So, and that includes, and they ask specific questions about criminal investigations into torture, into warrantless wiretapping, into the politicization of the Justice Department. So there is, that's a 71%. That's, and I've been in politics again for more than a decade. When you see numbers that cross above 60%, it's big. When they're above 70%, that's a big demand. So it's we know where the public is on the issue, the majority of the public, on the issue of whether the administration should look back and investigate the potential wrongdoings of the Bush administration. That's where the public is. Now, look, the president is elected. He for 4 years, he gets to choose to do what he wants to do, and there, you know, he's made the case that we need to move forward. So I just want to sort of add to what you've said with some math, right, with some actual hard data that validates your point that this is actually, we know actually what the public wants. Hey, Lou, thanks for the call.
Well, 1 second. One more thing. George Bush got to do what he wanted to do, and he was wrong.
Well, that's it. I mean, you're right. Obama.
So as far as I'm concerned, if Obama simply does what he wants to do without listening to the will of the people or the rule of law, he is also wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I mean, I want to be clear. My position is I get the idea that you want to prevent open-ended fishing expeditions. But I also get real queasy about the idea that we know that wrongdoing happened and we're going to preemptively say we're not going to prosecute it. That's a little bit too much for me. Lou, thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
Southbound I-25 starting to load up as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. Same deal on 2 1/4 coming up on Yosemite, taking you to I-25. Now, it's not really busy as far as just slow speeds, as everybody's taking it easy. There's going to be a lot of standing water on the metro highways. In fact, I just got a call saying I-70 right around Pena Boulevard, a couple inches out there, so factor that into your drive. If you're heading out of the city limits, watch for snow falling on I-25, the south of Castle Rock, as well as 25 in the Fort Collins area. In fact, north of there, it's going to be shut down on into Wyoming due to those adverse weather conditions. Speaking of weather, let's take a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect more snow throughout the day mixed with the rain that doesn't cool off, but today's high should top out around 36, 37 degrees. Currently, rain-snow mix fallen, and it's about 34 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, Basin is now selling next year's bonus season pass at the lowest price of the year for only $339. Get Breckenridge, Keystone, and A-Basin next year, plus the rest of this season at A-Basin for free. A-Basin is open until June. Call 1-888-ARAPAHO or check out ArapahoBasin.com. Hey.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
We're stepping up our style with beautiful, affordable fashion at the JCPenney lowest prices of the spring sale. Find Arizona favorite polos for $6.99. All young men's graphic tees are $7.99. And get 75% off original prices on all final clearance items. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 18th.
You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Come.
This song. Who doesn't love this song? The best part of this song, by the way, is when it speeds up at the end and John and Paul are like dueling it out with the guitars. They're like trying to out macho each other. It's awesome. 6:56, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, topic of the hour, and we're gonna continue it into the next hour because it seems like folks are pretty interested. Do you support the Obama administration saying it's not going to prosecute CIA interrogators who tortured detainees? And more generally, do you believe that we shouldn't look back on what the Bush administration did and instead move forward? It's also Movie Friday. Tell us what movie or TV show your parents didn't let you see and why they didn't let you see it and whether you ended up seeing it. Mine's Fatal Attraction. My parents said it was too scary. I ended up seeing it. All right, back to the phones, and if we're going to go to the top of the news after we hit one more call. So if you're hanging on, hang on, and we'll get to you right after the top of the news. Kathy.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
It's snowing like crazy out here.
Yeah.
I wonder, where does this leave Linda England and that general that got demoted for the Abu Ghraib business? That little lady went to prison and her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Isn't that a precedent for what happened? And she was not allowed to use that excuse that she was taking orders. Yeah, she wasn't allowed that.
I mean, the whole idea that you were ordered, I mean, you know, a caller before made the point that, look, if you're a CIA interrogator, you should know the law about what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do.
Right.
Now, in fairness, the Bush administration was issuing these really, really shady memos saying, no, it's actually legal. So there was a lot of deception up top. I don't want to downplay that. Right, this wasn't just a matter of they were ordered to do it. The administration was trying to structure and create a legal framework for this. So,
the gentleman on the Bill Press show made the idea that how does this look to the rest of the world, and maybe the people of the rest of the world will take it out on the American.
That's always the worry,
you know,
with issues like that. Hey, Kathy, I got to get the top of the news. You got a movie that you weren't allowed to see?
I grew up in the days of Mayberry RFD, so we didn't, but. Movie I've never seen myself is Psycho or Silence of the Lambs.
Well, I'll tell you something. Silence of the Lambs will freak you out. It's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen. I wouldn't let my kids see it. All right. We're going to go to the top of the national news now. After the news, we'll get to all your calls. Joanna, Kevin, Bill, if you're hanging on, stick around. Now the top of the news.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. More signs of a new, different relationship brewing between the U.S. and Cuba.
They're testing the waters, as is Washington.
Julia Swag at the Council on Foreign Relations says Cuban leader Raul Castro broke more of the ice by telling diplomats in Venezuela he's ready to discuss everything with the U.S., including human rights.
He points it out very carefully. They're willing to talk as long as they sit down as equals, with respect for Cuba's right to self-determination, and that they look at what the relationship has been in the past.
CBS's Portia Siegelbaum, who's based in Havana, President Obama will discuss Cuba with other regional leaders in Trinidad today. He lived to tell about an ordeal at sea with heavily armed pirates. And later today, Captain Richard Phillips returns to the welcoming arms of his family. CBS's Steve Futterman awaits the arrival in Burlington, Vermont. Steve?
Well, Steve, his crew is already back on American soil. Now Captain Richard Phillips is on his way back home with lots of stories to tell. Phillips is due to land here in Burlington late this afternoon. Then it's on to the nearby town of Underhill, where he actually lives. The people here in Vermont, his neighbors and now admirers, call Phillips a real-life hero.
I think he did a real good job. He saved his men.
Live in Burlington, Vermont, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The 19-year-old pirate who survived the Maersk, Alabama drama will apparently be tried in New York. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
No matter what the charges are, he's going to get better treatment here and more due process than he would have received had he been tried in Kenya or really anywhere else in the world.
The newly released memos tell a vivid tale of interrogation techniques during the Bush years at the CIA, waterboarding, confined spaces, insects. But as it changes policy, the Obama administration says it will not pursue legal action against CIA operatives involved in those measures. Wrong move, says Amnesty International's Tom Parker.
These are criminal acts. Torture is illegal under American law. It's illegal under international law. America has an obligation to prosecute the individuals who carry out these kind of acts.
Others say the disclosures weaken the CIA and could be a terrorist recruiting tool. Plenty of us complain about the price of bottled water. In some places, it's been going even higher. CBS's Barry Bagnato joins us. Barry, how come?
More and more states are tacking on deposits, mainly in nickel, to try to decrease plastic bottle litter.
They're the number one item we find in litter cleanups when people go and pick up litter in beaches and parks and roadsides.
Laura Height at the New York Public Interest Research Group, which has been pushing for these deposits.
That nickel deposit is what changes people's behavior.
Motivating them to take that bottle back for cash rather than toss it. Beverage makers are opposed, arguing these laws increase the workload for stores. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Economic note, Citigroup posted a better-than-expected first-quarter report, a smaller loss than any time since 2007. And General Electric says earnings in the first 3 months were off 36%, but analysts had feared worse. S&P futures are down 1. This is CBS News.
Prices are up. The cost of running your business is up. Everything's up, except your marketing budget. So what's a small business to do? Email marketing to your current customers with ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get professional-looking email newsletters that keep your customers coming back. Plus, there's a free 60-day trial with plans as low as $15 a month. So even if the economy's down, your sales don't have to be. Put your marketing on the upswing with ConstantContact.com.
Now at the Home Depot, 5-inch pots of Bonnie herbs and tomatoes are just $3.48 each. Great price. Better investment. See, the average tomato plant yields dozens of pounds of tomatoes a year, maybe $100 worth. That's $100 you save to plow into another project. 5-inch pots of Bonnie herbs and tomatoes at our everyday low price of $3.48. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. It's a rain-snow mix this morning and expected to become all snow by mid-afternoon. How much will fall in the metro area will vary from neighborhood to neighborhood.
With the metro area, you're going to see a pretty wide range in snow amounts. I wouldn't be surprised if some locations get in the 2 to 5 area, and I wouldn't be surprised if some people get in the 10 to 8, 18-inch range.
Kyle Ferdin with the National Weather Service. It will not be a silky smooth afternoon rush hour either. Your forecast and traffic coming up in a moment. Balancing the state budget without cutting funding to higher education by $300 million plus will be painful. The Colorado House has given preliminary approval to a budget plan that calls on state workers to take 8 furlough days in the fiscal year beginning July 1st. It also delays a huge water project and increases tobacco taxes. Sports, Rockies begin a weekend series against the Dodgers in L.A. tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive getting busy right now. Getting word of accidents on the turnpike. This is on both sides of the highway. Both of them are right around Sheridan. Sounds like that road between Denver and Boulder getting very slick right now. We're also seeing delays building on the southbound side of 2 1/4. This is after the Parker curve, taking you up to I-25. Now, as far as the actual road conditions go, they're going to be wet and sloppy. And as you just heard, there's going to be some icy patches as well. So do factor that into your drive. Everybody's going a lot slower than usual, so that will add time on to your usual Friday morning commute. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Now at the Home Depot, 5-inch pots of Bonnie Herbs.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
I love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
706, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on what's becoming a very snowy Friday. For me, it's beer and pizza night tonight. Staying in, ordering pizza. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to be outside. I'm going to try to have one of those big Lebowski kind of weekends, just hang out, chill it out. I've been on the road too much. Back for a month now. I was in New York for meetings with MSNBC and CNN. I am going out. I should mention this. I'm going to be on CNN on Saturday to discuss the tea parties, and I'm going to be on with Don Lemon, their weekend anchor, and Don is actually going to join us I think it's the 8 a.m. hour. He's going to join us. He's a really good guy. He's going to tell us what they're going to be reporting on, and what the future of television journalism is all about. So stick around for that. A little bit of a news update before we get back to the phones. Always like to run down what's going on at the top of the hour. In Denver Times, the potential new newspaper that might grow out of the Rocky Mountain News has said that it's going to move forward. Michael Roberts of Westward reports that it's going to move forward even if it doesn't meet its own self-imposed goals for subscribers. A bill in the state Senate passed yesterday that giving firefighters the right to unionize without having to get approval from local governments. That's good news. Bids lower than expected on 3 stimulus road projects in Colorado. Remember how we always complained about the Bush administration not doing competitive contract bidding with Halliburton and how that drove up the price? Well, bids for 3 road and bridge projects paid for with money from the federal stimulus package were opened Thursday by the Colorado Department of Transportation, and all 3 apparent winners of the competitive bidding process came in under what the CDOT engineers had thought the project would cost. So what do you know? You competitively bid something and it saves taxpayers money. Pretty good news. Some not so good news. President Obama unveiled a plan to build a nationwide high-speed rail system. That of course, is good news. That's great news. But it doesn't yet include Colorado. That's a little disappointing. But all in all, high-speed rail is long overdue in this country. State Senate Democrats are starting the process of picking a new state Senate president 3 weeks before current President Peter Groff steps down for a top job in the Obama administration. So stay tuned for a lot of political wrangling at the legislature. Aurora City Councilman Ryan Frazier has announced, a Republican, that he is interested in running against our appointed Democratic Senator Michael Bennett. Bennett's making news, refusing to take a position on the Employee Free Choice Act. I encourage you to read the Denver Post editorial today about Bennett's refusal. In national news, New York Times reports that the man leading the Obama administration's effort to restructure the auto industry has been named or described. I guess his name wasn't put in there, but he was described in an SEC complaint, an SEC corruption charge involving the New York State pension system. That is not good. Obama, I think, never should have appointed a corporate raider like Steve Rattner to that position. But he did, and now there is a cloud of scandal around there. Financial Times reports, and this is the question of the hour, question of the last hour, question of this hour, Central Intelligence Agency interrogators who tortured detainees during the administration of George W. Bush will not be prosecuted, President Obama said on Thursday, as his administration released legal memos that Mr. Bush used to justify techniques such as waterboarding. What do you think about that? The Hill newspaper says President Obama is not backing off on his effort to renew the assault weapons ban. That's good news. Roll call. Republicans are split on whether the resurrection of the immigration debate could undermine the party's Hispanic outreach efforts ahead of the 2010 midterm elections. The Republican Party is in a particularly challenging position, caught between an anti-immigrant base and the need to recruit new voters. And President Obama said he is interested in trying to do immigration reform, starting that debate very soon. Bloomberg News reports that the Obama administration's bank rescue efforts will probably fail because the programs have been designed to help Wall Street rather than create a viable financial system. This, according to Nobel Prize-winning progressive economist Joseph Stiglitz. Quote, all the ingredients they have so far are weak, and there are several missing ingredients, Stiglitz said in an interview yesterday. The people who designed the plans are, quote, either in the pocket of the banks or they're incompetent. Tough words from one of the leading lights of the progressive movement and a Nobel Prize winner to boot. 712, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Movie Friday here. When you call us up and weigh in on whether you think the Obama administration's right to absolve CIA interrogators for torture, also let us know what movie or television show or even book that your parents wouldn't let you watch or read. Mine was Fatal Attraction. My parents didn't want to let me see Fatal Attraction. They thought it was too scary. I ended up seeing it maybe a year and a half ago or so. And granted, it freaked me out. The boiling of the rabbit freaked me out. So when you call us up, it's Movie Friday. We like to lighten things up a little bit here. So give us, name the movie your parents or the TV show or the book that your parents wouldn't let you see. Let's go back to the phones. Bill in Douglas County.
Morning, David.
Morning.
Hey, I had an idea on this thing with the CIA and everything. I think Obama could issue a pardon, a blanket pardon to Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and that whole crew, and the pardon would be worded for any crimes committed while in office that have a 30-day window to take it or leave it. And if they take it, you know, the implications are obvious. If they leave it, then it's let's rumble.
So you're saying basically that a 30-day window where they could admit the crime be pardoned for it, so they don't have to go to jail. But then at least the legal precedent is said that this was a crime.
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's not a bad idea. I mean, obviously the problem is that, you know, then you get into questions of, well, why are you doing that for top political officials and not for people who commit, you know, nonviolent drug crime?
The people, if Bush and them accepted it, then that would be blanket for down below. Because, you know, to take somebody like Lindsey England, who, and I'm not excusing anything she did, but she's probably not very sophisticated, not very well educated, probably never heard of Nuremberg or the concepts of Nuremberg. And she figures, hey, I'm not killing anybody, I'm not cutting anybody in pieces, I'm not sticking hot things in their eyes, I'm just humiliating them and having a little fun with them that's not very pleasant for them. I'm sure that's probably as much as she thought she was doing. I don't know, I shouldn't say. It's very possible to me I doubt she gave a big one to it. Since she wasn't doing these really horrible, you know, Auschwitz-type things, she's probably thinking, well, no big deal. But I could say, well, maybe she doesn't know better, but certainly the people with stars on their shoulders and brass and people in the White House, they know better.
Well, they should know better. I mean, they're supposed to be the chief legal scholars at the White House. That's definitely true. I mean, look, I'll say this. If you're not going to prosecute the Bush officials who created these deceptive legal memos, then I guess I would agree that you shouldn't prosecute the CIA interrogators who simply followed those memos, right? I mean, it's got to start at the top. And so but again, my issue is, if you know wrongdoing was, it's one thing to say, I don't want to go out and look on a fishing expedition for wrongdoing. Okay. We can, you know, that's debatable. Fine. But like, we know that wrongdoing happened and we're still not going to prosecute. That's just, the problem with that is that sets a really public precedent.
No, I understand. The part of the idea of a pardon is that you get the person to admit their complicity or their guilt, and that's part of the justice process right there. And it's a trade-off. You either have to go through this trial, which would be very painful. You can imagine how divisive it would be. That's not to say that you don't pay the price for justice. I'm just saying getting them to admit that they were guilty is a long way towards justice in my mind.
Well, and that's the theory behind a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. A Truth and Reconciliation Commission, for those who don't know what that is, places countries in Africa that have been torn by violence, cities in this country that have been torn by racial violence. I think Greensboro, South Carolina, had a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. They basically look into what happened, and they don't put people in jail, but they essentially get people to admit to their crimes for a public reconciliation. So that it's about, I mean, you're right, part of justice is simply getting out into the open an acknowledgement that wrongdoing happened. And I think that's got to be part of this process. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. 717, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Morning.
Hey, look, my movie?
Yeah.
How about the old Frankenstein movie with Boris Karloff? I'm an older guy.
Your parents wouldn't let you see it?
No, it was pretty creepy.
Did you end up seeing it?
I think I did at a friend's house.
was it as scary as your parents made it out to be?
Well, yeah, I thought it was pretty creepy. I was a little guy then.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have much for effects, but you know, it was really eerie.
I bet if you go back and watch it now, you'd be.
Oh, I'd be laughing.
Yeah, probably. You'd be laughing. I know it's amazing what you can find scary as a kid, and then go back and see 20 years later, 30 years later.
Right. Hey, listen, your last caller, I thought that was pretty interesting, his idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I thought of something while I was listening to him. What if we offered these interrogators a deal and they could, give us some information on the higher-ups? What do you think?
Well, you know, that's not a bad idea. I mean, and that's what prosecutors tend to do.
question, right?
The only thing with that is that we know. We know what a lot of the Bush legal department folks have done. We know that. So, I mean, it's like we already know what they've done. But I agree with you. Maybe there's more wrongdoing up the ladder. That's for sure.
And I think that would drive the people a little higher into wanting to get these guys prosecuted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, we know people like John Yoo did a lot of bad stuff, but maybe there were other people. And that's then the question. And we have to find the answers to that, because we don't want to set a precedent that it's okay not only to do this stuff, but to order it. Thanks for the call. 719, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
We're looking at big problems on the turnpike where there's crashes in both directions of the highway right around Sheridan. Looks like the eastbound side is especially suffering, so do factor that into your ride as you're trying to get from Boulder towards Denver. Now, it sounds like the pavement is starting to ice over in spots, so consider that as well. Southbound 2 1/4 dragging after Parker Road up to I-25 with speeds dipping into the teens and 20s. The rest of the metro highways are going to be pretty much water covered, so there could be some standing water, so do think about that too, because hydroplaning will be an issue. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the closeout sale of Tower One at the...
You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
A tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure your dealer shows you a Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
This is Tom Harbin. Join me at AM 760 at the Denver Green Festival, May 2nd and 3rd, at the Colorado Convention Center. Find out how neighbors, community nonprofits, and city departments are working together to make Denver a healthier, greener place to live.
I am green today.
I'll be giving a keynote talk on May 2nd, so be sure to stop by. It's the Denver Green Festival with me, Tom Harbin, and AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Details are at am760.net.
I'm David Sirota here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's getting really, really snowy out there now. It was raining on the way in. Now it's snowing. I mean, when does the summer ever arrive? Now, before we get back to the phones, I wanted to bring on my friend, the CNN anchor, Don Lemon, who anchors the CNN Weekend Report. He's also, Don, I see you all over CNN now.
I'm on, like, people ask me when I'm on the weekend, and I just say, turn your TV on, and I'll be on.
You're just, like, there. You're, like, always there.
I have a bed. I actually sleep on the internet.
So you, and I'll just give people a little bit of a background on you, and I'm reading from your Wikipedia page, which is always a little scary, because, you know, Wikipedia, I know. Don Lemon is an American journalist who currently anchoring the primetime weekend version of CNN Newsroom. You're based right now out of Atlanta. Prior to joining CNN, you served as a co-anchor for the NBC affiliate in Chicago. And you've been at CNN for what, 2 years?
It'll be 3 years in August.
Three years.
Yeah.
And you're sort of, you've been billed, I've seen you billed as like a CNN rising star, which is cool. And I guess I'm reading here, you won an Emmy?
I've won 5 or 6 Emmys.
Man, that's sweet. That's sweet.
Yeah, but I've won a Murrow. That's even better than an Emmy.
Better than an Emmy.
Yeah, I won a National Murrow for the.
I'm reading it for the Sniper.
Yeah, for
coverage
NBC
of the Sniper. Man, I was there in yeah. That was creepy, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was with Tom Brokaw, who called me Don Lemon. NBC's Don Lemon. Don Lemon is in. Yes.
So we talk on this show a lot about, you know, the media and what it's covering and what it's not covering. And, you know, I'm curious, like, on a week like this week, and you're preparing for the weekend show, and you look out and there's been a lot of complaints out there that, well, the coverage of the quote-unquote tea parties, there was too much coverage of the tea parties because they didn't turn out as many people as other events that had in the past generated more of a crowd, a protest against Iraq. So without getting your judgment, you know, I don't want to get you to defend the whole media, but just tell us a little bit about how the decisions are made how you make a decision, how CNN makes a decision about, you know, what is news, what isn't news, why do we give so much coverage? Obviously the criticism on the Tea Party stuff has mainly been directed at Fox, which is basically almost like, you know, effectively sponsored that event. But give us just a little bit of an insight into what goes on in the news decision-making process.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, David, you know, I'm always very honest with you. There's been some criticism about CNN, about why CNN didn't cover a lot of it, and they did. The thing is that a lot of those things were sort of covertly sponsored by a certain organization.
Yeah, FreedomWorks. I'll just come out and say FreedomWorks, which is a corporate lobbying group in Washington, had sponsored a lot of the organizing of this.
Yeah, and so it was something that you didn't have to. Sorry, my phone was ringing. There was something where you don't feel compelled to cover something because someone else is covering it or because someone else is sponsoring it. You do have to, if you do cover it, you do have to make sure that you tell the truth about it, why it's being covered, what's going on. And we talked about it. I think you and I talked about it, at least in the group, about where Americans fall on the tax scale. And, you know, our taxes, we feel that they're high, but actually they're lower than most other countries.
Yeah, far lower. That's right.
Far lower than most other countries. And even the social, you know, the socialistic countries with universal health care and all that, we pay a lot less taxes. So if you're going to cover it, you have to educate people about what they're protesting for.
That's right.
And if you're protesting about high taxes and about this and that, then you need to know that your taxes are, you may think they're high, but comparatively very low to most comparable countries.
Well, and that gets to a deeper point. And we're talking to Don Lemon, the CNN weekend anchor. Your show that you do on the weekend, I'm guessing you have a little bit more latitude to take the time to actually go into in a more in-depth way a lot of these issues than maybe folks in the week. And I'm wondering, where do you think news is going right now? Do you think it's going in the direction of, and it feels like it's going in two different directions. Like you've got this sort of Twitterification of news where you have to deliver, if you can't deliver news in 140 characters, then it's not news. And then you've got some efforts to go deeper. Which way do you think the news business is going to go? And just, I'm curious for you personally, do you ever find yourself frustrated that you have to keep sort of soundbiting and newsbiting really complex issues all the way down?
No, actually, because I don't really have to as much as the folks during the week. I mean, the people during the week are on a wheel. I mean, they have to continue to cover breaking news after breaking news and what's going on now and this press conference and this live event. Well, I have the luxury to be able to analyze the news, which is what attracted me to doing that weekend spot. I didn't have to do it. They offered it to me. And they said, do you want to do it? And I said, absolutely, because it's prime time. I can analyze. I can have you on for 6 to 10 minutes, which you can't do during the week, right?
You know that. Yeah.
And we can talk about the news. So I can get those quick snippets, 147 characters for people's feedback, which I like because I like to hear what people are thinking, but then I can also go in depth about it. So I'm not concerned that much about what happens on the weekends, but during the week when you have, you know, if you've got a 30-minute newscast like Nightly News or CBS Evening News, you've got a 22-minute news hole that you've got to get it in there, and that's it.
Right.
But things are going to change, and I think there's a compromise, and I think that you can use all those social networking sites because you use them. I think there's a place for all of it, but I think that you still have to have deep analysis of the news because ultimately I think that's what people really want. They want to be able to analyze the news, and that's why people tune in to us on weekend evenings, and that's why we are in a very strong position on weekends. And not a lot of news organizations are.
We're talking to Don Lemon, the CNN anchor, the weekend anchor. Last question for you, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but there's been so much talk about the collapse of newspapers and the changing news media and what is it going to look like and, you know, YouTube. From being inside the media beast, where do you think all of this is going? I mean, what is TV news or the news media in general going to look like in 5 or 10 years? And again, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what are you feeling about that?
Well, I think that you're going to see, I think you'll see the cable guys, the cable guys will survive. I think you'll see a condensing of the big three. And they'll have less shows and probably maybe one or two big news organizations. And I see that newspapers, you're going to have to pay for the content on the Internet. You'll have an option of whether or not you want it. Just like you have your bill that comes in the mail, you can get the paper version or you can get the online version of your bill. I think that most newspapers will offer both. But they won't just print copies and just have them for people to have. You'll have to order it, the same as news, the same as the Internet. But you're going to have to pay for your Internet content. You won't be able to get it for free, which I don't think you should be able to do it now because it does people who write for print and it does journalists, I think, a disservice.
I can't agree with you more. I mean, it's really the idea that we're able to get people's work for free is – I think is going to be something in the past because it's not economically viable. CNN anchor Don Lemon, thanks for taking the time this morning. I'll see you this weekend on Saturday night. I really appreciate you taking the time. Sorry we were late, by the way. We were doing some snow coverage here. It's snowing. I don't know how. I bet it's not snowing in Atlanta. I bet it's real nice down there right now.
You know, it's 70 degrees. It's a little chilly this morning because it's in the 60s.
Oh, it's a little chilly.
I put a little log on the fire until it warmed up to 70, and now the sun is out, so I'm going to go brave the 70-degree temperature now outside with my coffee.
All right, man. Listen, I'll see you this weekend.
David, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Don. That was Don Lemon, CNN anchor for the weekend edition. He's always on your TV on the weekend. Good guy. And his show, it's true. His show is one of the few that actually takes the time to do deep news analysis. I'll be on there on Saturday. I've been on there the last couple of weeks, and it's great because it's one of the few shows you get to go on and actually go into the issues and not just soundbite them. 7:33, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're going to get back to the phones about the question of whether you think the Obama administration is right to say it's not going to prosecute CIA interrogators who potentially tortured detainees. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Open phones. I promise to get to as many calls as possible after we get Todd Parker and his traffic update.
Watch out for problems on the turnpike. A couple different crashes on each side of the highway right around Sheridan, causing slowdowns in both directions. Now, for the most part, that rain-snow mix still coming down. The roads are going to be wet, sloppy, and standing water on a lot of the pavement as you are cruising around. Speeds are slower than usual for a Friday morning. They're cleaning up a crash southbound I-25 right around C-470. Outside the city limits, wintry driving conditions to and through Summit County along I-70, and I-25 still closed between Wellington and the Wyoming state line, rather. That's north of Fort Collins. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Discover LetLoveHeal.com. Can love prevent depression and improve memory? Does affection from dogs lengthen human life? Can singing to plants help them bloom? There are so many amazing things love can do. You may be surprised at what you discover at LetLoveHeal.com.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can...
The Douglas County Democratic Party invites you to join them at their 5th annual Clinton Carter Dinner on Saturday, April 25th. This dinner has it all. Great speakers like Governor Bill Ritter, the National Director of Progress Now, Michael Huttner, and Andrew Romanoff as the MC. Plus live entertainment and a silent auction. Be part of the new energy that's turning Douglas County blue. Tickets can be purchased at douglasdemocrats.org or call 303-907-8961.
We're stepping up our style with beautiful, affordable fashion at the JCPenney lowest prices of the spring sale. Find Arizona favorite polos for $6.99. All Young Men's graphic tees are $7.99. And get 75% off original prices on all final clearance items. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 18th.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
7-point vehicle inspection. Good wrench and go. It's $39.95 or less for most GM vehicles until June 30th. Find your GM trained Goodwrench expert at Goodwrench.com. Offer excludes synthetic oil and diesel engines, tire balancing taxes, and more than 6 quarts extra. Excludes Saab and Saturn, not valid with other offers.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. LASIK. I know, it makes a lot of you nervous. A lot of you say, hey, I'm eye shy. Jay, and there's no way I'm going to do anything about it. Well, I was the same way till I went to Icon LASIK. Let me tell you something about Icon. They're a Denver institution, and they offer interlace bladeless LASIK, Nidec, and Wavefront LASIK technologies, the top of the line in LASIK. They're your one stop for all your LASIK needs, and they can do it for as low as $4.99 per eye. And they have done tons and tons of these procedures. So they treat you great. As a matter of fact, they've completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call Icon. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call Icon, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
Now at the Home Depot, 5-inch pots of Bonnie herbs and tomatoes are just $3.48 each. Great price. Better investment. See, the average tomato plant yields dozens of pounds of tomatoes a year, maybe $100 worth. That's $100 you save to plow into another project. 5-inch pots of Bonnie herbs and tomatoes at our everyday low price of $3.48. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
So 7:38 on Movie Friday, a snowy, wet Movie Friday. Remember, when you call up, give us the movie or the TV show or even the book that your parents wouldn't let you watch or read. Mine was Fatal Attraction. My parents would not let me watch Fatal Attraction when it came out. They said it was too scary. Debate question of the hour. Do you think President Obama is right to say that his administration will not prosecute CIA officials, interrogators who tortured detainees? And more generally, do you think we should not bother to look into the potential crimes of the Bush administration? A Gallup poll in February says 71% of the public wants the administration to look into those potential crimes. Well, what do you think? 303-713-7600, couple lines open. Again, 303-713-7600. Rick and Greeley, what do you think?
Yeah, hey, David, how you doing?
Okay.
I'm a little, on the fence about this. On one hand, I can understand, you know, wanting to prosecute these people, but at the same time, I'm starting to become a little wary of the Obama administration simply having to clean up the mess that the Bush administration did. I really don't want Obama's legacy to be a guy that cleaned up the mess. You know, I'd like to think that he is going to do something bigger and better than that. And, you know, so part of me says, you know, yeah, maybe it's not good that he's sweeping this under the rug. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, maybe just institute a policy that says, okay, look, we know these things happened in the past, and while we're not going to prosecute that, we're going to make sure that it never happens again in the future. That's
well,
what I'd like.
I mean, that's that. Somebody else had called up and suggested that as well. I think that has to happen anyway.
Sure.
I just get, you know, it's like, fine, don't go on a fishing expedition. But if you know some of this stuff happened, there's something particularly bad about the public knowing that something happened and then knowing that it wasn't prosecuted. And I also think, I'm going to throw this out here, especially when it comes to the CIA. Right? The CIA is it's not extra legal or quasi legal, but it sort of operates in the shadows, right?
Sure.
And so I think especially for organizations that operate in the shadow, it's dangerous for the chief executive of the country to be telling an organization that already operates in the shadow that its shadowy operations will sort of be treated with like a don't ask, don't tell, like as long as you sort of keep it away from me, you're not going to get prosecuted, right? I mean, I guess let me rephrase what I'm saying. That especially with organizations in the government that operate on the edge of the law, you've got to continually make sure, especially with those organizations, that the line is clear. And when the president says, all right, look, these were extenuating circumstances or you were ordered to do this, he's sort of sending the message to that agency that, look, if you go up and over the line, up to and over the line again, I might look the other way again. And that's what, right. That's the kind of culture you don't want to create.
The other thing that I think might happen, and I thought about this just while you were saying that, is it could, like, assuming he would prosecute, it could serve maybe as a more divisive tactic to those people within, obviously within Washington that supported the use of torture. To show that, you know, we're not going to allow this and we're going to prosecute you, but also to those, you know, to American public that was, you know, you could think that we're behind the war and behind these things that were happening to these prisoners. Now all of a sudden it could cause even more bad blood. I mean, it seems like right now there's so much of a, you know, divisive nature between, you know, the hard right and the hard left anyway, and even more down the middle. That's just my opinion. Also,
you're saying prosecuting this would exacerbate that.
It could. I'm not saying it would. I'm saying I could see a possibility where
it would get politicized. You're right. It would definitely get politicized. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Also, I wanted to give you a movie thing for Movie Friday.
Yeah, what weren't you allowed to see?
I can't think of a specific one, but my parents were the parents that definitely didn't like us watching anything with, like, nudity or overt sexual overtones in it. If it was violence and swearing, they really didn't care.
So by the sound of your voice, I'm just going to guess age. So your parents didn't let you see, like, Bachelor Party.
Oh, yeah, like Revenge of the Nerds and all that stuff.
You weren't allowed to see that stuff. Not allowed to see Porky's.
Right, exactly.
Stripes. Right, that's about how old you are.
Sure, I did see them.
Yeah.
But not at my parents' house.
All right, man. Hey, listen, drive safe.
Hey, thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
744, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Movie Friday. What movie or TV show or book did your parents not let you see or read? And what do you think about the Obama administration's announcement that it's not going to prosecute CIA interrogators who tortured detainees? Doug in Westminster, what do you think?
My Sirota.
Hey, man.
If they let that little man girl out of jail and apologize to the other soldier, what was her name that they made the big lie about?
You're talking about Lindy England?
No, yeah, her in jail, but the other gal that was rescued and they made up a... Big...
Oh, from West Virginia.
Yeah, her.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a little apologizing to her publicly. Let's let that Lindy England out of jail and anybody else that went to the hooscow.
Right, well, now here's an interesting...
That'd be a fair trade.
And what you're saying is important, because a couple people have emailed me, and I should mention, anybody, you can email the station, you can email me, ds@davidsirota.com, you can instant message us at the station, am760.net, you can Twitter me, go on Facebook to send in your comments. A couple people have emailed and said, well, you know, it's a slippery slope. If you prosecute these interrogators and you prosecute the Bush administration officials who created the legal justification for this stuff, where does it stop? Where do you stop prosecuting? But I'll go the other way with you, Doug. If you absolve people, if you say we're not going to prosecute you, well, where do you stop then? Where do you stop not prosecuting people? Where do you stop even in pardoning people, right? If you're not going to prosecute these guys, Who are you not going to prosecute when the next crime comes down the pike? Who are you going to let out of jail who you know committed some extra legal behavior? Right? It's a slippery slope either way.
Yeah, but you got to let the girl out of jail. I mean, come on now. I mean, that's just bad to throw a pawn in prison. But you don't take the bishop or a knight, you
That's,
know?
Well, and Glenn Greenwald, my buddy at salon.com, and everybody should check out his blog, he talks about how in this country we really don't prosecute political officials. We really don't. The higher up on the chain you go, the more legal absolution they receive. So the people like John Yoo, the Justice Department official who wrote all these memos justifying this torture, as you, Dick Cheney, for instance.
Yep.
These people who have done really, really legally questionable stuff, the further up you go on the political ladder, the less accountability, exactly, the less their touch. And it actually should be the other way around, right? The further up on the political ladder you go, the more we should expect.
Well, I got a couple
people.
Of friends from Europe, and they just laugh at me. I mean, they laugh with me, but they laugh at the country in general. You know,
because we talk all about law and order, but then when it comes to the people on top, you're right. There's no law and order at all. Hey, do you got a movie?
Black Sunday.
Your parents wouldn't let you see the movie Black Sunday.
Yeah, I was probably four, maybe five, and they told me, if you watch it, you freak out, you're not jumping in our bed. Do you ever remember seeing that?
I never saw it. Did you ever end up seeing it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it as scary as they said?
Oh, dude, this movie was flipped out.
Black Sunday.
Yeah, it's a witch and a warlock. The movie opens up where they're going to put this steel-spiked mask to their faces. And then they just take it with a sledgehammer and go, bam, and that's the first opening scene. It's as gory as the beginning of Goodfellas.
Oh, man. Black Sunday. All right, it's on my list, man. Thanks for calling.
Have a good weekend.
You too. 748, I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We'll hit one more call before we get another break in the order that it was received. Lindsay in Arvada. Lindsay.
Hey, David, how are you doing?
Okay.
There was never any movies I couldn't see, so I won't go down that road.
Books, TV
no,
shows, nothing.
I was born in the 40s, so, you know.
I see.
There really wasn't that much back in the 60s that was that horrendous that you couldn't go see it.
Right.
On the Obama thing,
yeah.
I don't really want them to prosecute the guys who maybe carried it out, but I want them to prosecute all the bigwigs. I mean, the head of the CIA. Bush,
well, I think you can. You have to do either. I think you have to do, if you're going to do one, you got to do both, right? You can't just prosecute the grunts. You got to prosecute everybody.
I say let the little guys go. They were just, I mean, as bad as it sounds, they were just following orders.
You know, but I just think that's like such a, and again, I'm not saying that they're Nazis, but that's such a Nazis at Nuremberg argument. Like, and an earlier caller here said, look, CIA interrogators, these are not grunts, really. These are high-powered, specialized people. Right.
But what are they going to do? Say no, then they're fired. They're out of a job.
Well, I mean, or they can be whistleblowers. You're right. I'm not saying it's not a tough situation. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that if you're a CIA interrogator, you should be pretty clear on what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. Now, this is a special case in the sense that it's not like the Bush administration ordered them to do something that was clearly illegal. Because what the Bush administration did was try to effectively change the law through these memos and then argue to these interrogators that what they were ordering was in fact legal. And that's where this gets really dicey. So you're making, I hear your point. Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks for the call. All right, 7:50, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Snowy Friday, Movie Friday. Stick with us. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
It's a wet and sloppy commute as you're out and about right now. Southbounders on I-25, you're going to be slow as you're making your way across the downtown area. We're also seeing delays on the turnpike. That due in part to a couple different crashes right around Sheridan. That on both sides of the highway. Lots of volume there, and that mixed with these weather conditions. You're going to find those delays between Denver and Boulder. I-25 as you're heading north out of the Castle Rock area going really slow. Checking on those CDOT cameras. Right around Happy Canyon, you're going to run into speeds that are going to be in the teens and 20s. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running smoothly with regularly scheduled maintenance. Your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers are your one-stop shop for all your needs. Get the right service at the right price by the right people. Toyota, moving forward.
Colorado State Senator Morgan Carroll, we're here to talk about your vote on the tuition.
If you're thinking of designing your own engagement ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from the thousands of certified diamonds at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. You'll have the ring only you could create.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solaribs.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760.
Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
NFA Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
And, David, evaluate your tolerance or intolerance to risk. If you're going to start needing those funds that you're talking about in terms of investments, probably the most important thing to do right now is protect, and you don't want to miss the up move. So there are a lot of things that you can participate in that will give you the upside, but will protect you from too much risk. So, you know, I think, you know, that's a way of answering your question without an answer, I know. I mean, I really don't know, and I don't want to claim that I do. But the fact of the matter is, I do know, in my opinion, where the smartest place to put your money is today.
Mike Spear with Presidential Brokerage, 303-749-2770. Again, you can reach him at 303-749-2770. Hey, Mike, have a good weekend. Stay warm.
Hey, David?
Yeah.
Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand. Your parents didn't let you see Cool Hand Luke?
No, different topic on that. It relates to your other topic. Luke's when Luke gets thrown in the box.
Yeah.
Remember when he's going to go out in the hot sun and they're going to lock him up?
Yeah.
The boss says, Luke, I'm just doing my job. You got to appreciate that. Luke says, nah, calling it your job don't make it right, boss.
Good one, Mike. Hey, listen, stay warm this weekend.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Hey, back to business in a second. But I just read a statistic you won't believe. Get this. Over 50 million of us don't have adequate life insurance. Seriously. And most are between the ages of 30 and 55. So if you die, your spouse is left alone, trying to figure out how to make ends meet, borrowing money, draining their retirement, selling the family home. That happened to my mom, and it was tough. Look, if you have a family, you need life insurance. So right now, go get a free quote from eFinancial at 1-800-955-2533 because you will not believe how affordable life insurance is. Everyone's situation is different, but okay, I'll just tell you. I'm 40, in good health. They got me a $500,000 policy for $20 a month. 20 bucks a month. You spend more than that on coffee, right? So seriously, take care of your family. Get your free life insurance quote now. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533.
757, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Aaron in Denver, you're the last call before the top of the news. Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
First of all, The Simpsons, believe it or not, was what my parents wouldn't let me watch way back in the day when it started. It didn't really stop me from watching it, but, yeah, that was pretty incredible.
It can push the envelope, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it was everything they heard about it from their friends.
Yeah, right, right. I'm sure it had a buzz when it came out.
Yeah, yeah, but I still watched it, so what are you going to do?
All right, 30 seconds on the Bush stuff.
All right, well, I'm in favor of prosecuting everybody. Remember how little they went after Clinton for? They impeached him. They did all of those proceedings 10 years ago for that, as if that was the biggest crime. And then, you know, the litany of things that the Bush administration has done, everyone at the top deserves to be prosecuted. They should get everybody below them to roll on them to build the most outstanding case.
Such a good point about the Clinton stuff. You're right. If we're going to prosecute Bill Clinton for what he did, we got to prosecute real crimes. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to go to the top of the news, and I'm going to change subjects a little bit. Stick around. It's about an airline and riding on a plane. Stick around.
People don't believe that trillion-dollar bailout package will work because it won't.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. intelligentoffice.com or 303-447-9000.
DN Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan.
We can't wait to see him and have an opportunity to speak with him.
They're excited in Underhill, Vermont. The U.S. captain freed by pirates is almost home.
He is a true hometown hero, and in just over 6 hours, Captain Richard Phillips is set to return to the place he calls home. Phillips is on a chartered jet bringing him back here to Vermont.
I think he did great. We need more people like him.
We don't know if Captain Phillips will make a statement when he lands here. Local officials say they would like to put together a public salute honoring Phillips. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Burlington, Vermont.
Citigroup has still got a world of trouble, but the big bank says its first quarter loss this year was lower than any report since 2007. Better news than analysts like Bert Ely were expecting.
The economy has still not bottomed out. No one can say that any banking company has totally gotten through the financial crisis.
Detroit News reports the Federal Auto Task Force is set to loan GM $5 billion and Chrysler $500 million in short-term aid. Key Obama auto advisor Stephen Ratner's investment company has been accused of paying more than $1 million to try to win New York State pension business. President Obama talks about Cuba when he meets with Latin American leaders in Trinidad. Cuban leader Raul Castro has given him even more to talk about, an offer that runs counter to decades of harsh rhetoric to discuss anything with the U.S., even human rights.
The United States and Cuba are both testing the waters to see if it's possible to open a new chapter in the relationship. It could be the beginning of something new.
And Julia Swag at the Council on Foreign Relations says it's clear Castro would not have made the offer without the green light from Brother Fidel. The government says more companies are finding ways around do-not-call lists. CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Here's one way DirecTV seeks customers.
There's good TV, there's better TV, and then there's DirecTV.
Another way the Federal Trade Commission says calling consumers, even ones who don't want companies badgering them. For dialing up people on the do-not-call list, DirecTV is paying a $2.3 million settlement. 4 years ago, after doing the same thing, it paid $5.3 million. Violations by cable giant Comcast are costing it $900,000.
More states have, or will soon, add a 5-cent deposit on plastic water bottles for environmental reasons and to raise more recession-era revenue.
Money is a great motivator. You know, just that nickel deposit means it's worth something. Maybe you'll be less likely to throw it out.
Laura Haidt of the New York Public Interest Research Group, that state's adding a nickel deposit June 1st. Maybe laughter is the best medicine. California researcher Dr. Lee Burke finds in a new study that laughter and standard diabetes treatment raised good cholesterol in patients.
We tell the patients to go out and exercise. That does the same thing as mirthful laughter. The physiology is exactly the same.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 6, NASDAQ down 9. This is CBS News.
I'm the foreman of a construction company. We just added Aflac as one of the benefits we provide for our employees at no direct cost to the company. Aflac makes our foundation of benefits even stronger. My crew is so happy with Aflac, they're going on and on about it.
Hammer out the specifics. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to AflacForBusiness.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
You can do a lot in an hour. You can jog 5 miles, mow a lawn. It's enough time to change your oil, or donate the blood someone will need to survive. An hour can be a powerful thing. So just imagine what CSX employees get done when they volunteer 350,000 hours a year to hundreds of causes. We don't just wait for change. We help drive it. To learn more, go to CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Not much rushing during this morning's rush hour, and it's not going to get better later today.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see a rain-snow mix through the day. Best chance for it to switch over would be about after 2 p.m., so the rush hour could be pretty tricky.
Kyle Ferdin with the National Weather Service. They are getting lots more snow with increasing elevation, already a couple of feet at the Eisenhower Tunnel. If you're flying or picking up today, go online or call ahead for flight status. United and Frontier have each canceled some flights already. The Colorado Athletic Club in DTC has been evacuated this morning. Several people became ill. About five people have been taken to Sky Ridge Hospital and another hospital. South Metro Fire's Andy Lyon says firefighters are working on figuring out what that problem is.
Our hazmat team will go in and use whatever appropriate equipment, might be a gas meter, might be something else, to try and locate whatever the problem is, and then to mediate that so we can turn the building back to the owner.
Lyon says it's suspected a cleaning agent may be to blame. Again, all those taken to the hospital have been in stable condition. Sports, Rockies begin a weekend series against the Dodgers in L.A. tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao, now Todd Parker on a busy morning with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This is the busiest Friday morning commute we've seen in a long time. We're seeing some delays still on eastbound C-470. Wadsworth up to Santa Fe. Brakes loose for a second or two, then you'll hit your brakes again once you get to Broadway all the way up to I-25. Southbounders on 2 1/4. You're seeing speeds dip into the teens and 20s past Parker Road up towards DTC. On the flip side, the northbound side of 2 1/4, dragging past Iliff. Now, I-25 between the Tech Center and downtown looking decent right now. We're also looking at delays, though, on 36. This is right around Sheridan. That's the scene of a couple different crashes, so watch out for slowdowns there as you're driving between Denver and Boulder. Outside the city limits, snow still falling along I-25 south of Castle Rock. Very slick conditions. Getting word of some accidents right around Tillman Road. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Discover LetLoveHeal.com. Can love prevent depression and improve memory? Does affection from dogs lengthen human life? Can singing to plants help them bloom? There are so many amazing things love can do. You may be surprised at what you discover at LetLoveHeal.com.
Now at the Home Depot, 5-inch pots of Bonnie Herbs and...
You are used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Pots of Bonnie Herbs and Tomatoes at our everyday low price of $3.48. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07 here on a snowy Denver morning. I don't know about you, but I am ready for summer, and it's not ready for us. It's not here yet. My mindset is barbecues, beers, sandals, lawn chairs, I'm definitely still got the beers. Pizza and beer tonight for me. I'm staying in. It's not going out. I don't want to go out when it's like the ice planet Hoth outside, and that's what it's like. Speaking of the ice planet Hoth, we're gonna check in with our correspondent from America's version of the ice planet Hoth from Alaska, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. We talk to her at this time every week, and she is up there in Alaska where she lives, and she sent us over pictures last week of the view of the ice planet Hoth from her apartment. Beautiful view, I have to say, Christy.
Thank you, but I don't want to brag, but it is over 50 degrees and sunny up here right now.
You're kidding.
So, I think that we might actually have, well, it's like a Freaky Friday kind of thing.
Yeah, right. That's right. That's
yeah, it's our weather snapped, and it's the weirdest thing because, A, everything is a little bit ugly right now. I hear it's going to get pretty, but everything's been covered with snow since October.
Right.
And it's gone. And B, it turns out there was a ton of stuff in town made of ice that I had no idea was made of ice. We were driving through a park, and I was like, where are those sculptures?
Oh, they're gone.
Those were ice.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like, where are those benches? Those were ice. And so now everything is just a little bit damp and brown, but, man, it was warm.
Sounds like it's nicer up there than it is here.
Like I said, I don't mean to brag.
So speaking of what's been going on in Alaska, you were at the Anchorage Tea Party.
I was.
And yes. Alaska's like a really kind of conservative, anti-tax state. So that's kind of like you were at ground zero of the teabagging. So what did you see? Anything different? Anything especially ridiculous?
That's why I went, because in the most recent studies that they've done that showed that most of America is turning blue or leaning blue, there were four holdouts, and Alaska was one of the states that is firmly, firmly still in the red, very, very conservative. And so I thought, this could be really interesting. And so I walked downtown, and it was a little awkward. And I started to feel sort of mean when I was there. I went really to mock and be horrible and laugh, and instead I felt really just sort of sad.
How many people were there?
I'd say there were probably 100 to maybe 150 people.
Okay.
Which, I mean, the entire state is, you know, the smallest population in the country. It's a very small state anyway. I think the entire city of Anchorage has 300,000 people.
I mean, I don't know about you. I've been uncomfortable with the idea of... I think that some of the left has gone over the top in its lambasting of this, that actually...
First of all, it was just sort of awkward because, you know, it was for most of these people the very first time they'd not only protested, it's the first time they'd probably seen a protest. So everybody gathers, and they blew a whistle to start the protest because there were protest rules, I guess, and everyone picks up their signs, and then no one knew what to do next. And everybody was just kind of standing there, and my favorite part was one woman, I guess somewhere in the recesses of her memory, remembered that at protests you should sing. So she starts to say, God bless America. So this guy on the other side is like, oh, you should sing at protests. And instead of joining her song, he starts to sing Amazing Grace. And so there's these competing songs of just like two or three people each, and you just wanted to be like, I wanted to go organize. I wanted to go over and say, okay, now everybody just march around a little. There's a couple chants. Everybody just say them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's to my point, which is that some of the ridiculing of the tea parties, I think has gone a little bit over the edge in the sense that, look, these tea parties may be organized by corporate lobbyists in Washington. They may be supported disingenuously by political actors and right-wing pundits who have ulterior motives. But first and foremost, the anger at bailouts that a lot of this is predicated on, I don't think is illegitimate. And secondly, even in a bigger way, you know, like, if this helps revive some kind of culture of protest in this country, I think that's good.
How is that bad? I feel the same way. And, you know, when I first went up there and, you know, people were protesting the gamut, and people have, you know, made a lot of fun of that, saying, you know, if you can't tell what a protest is for, it's not really a protest.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, when's the last time you went to one of those WTO protests and understood why people were topless at the Gap? You know, I was like, okay. And you know, they were financed by Dick Armey and Newt Gingrich and another think tank lobbyist shop that's headed by Ralph Reed's lobbying partner, a guy named Tim Phillips. And I wanted people to be truthful about the protest. You know, don't pretend that you thought of it yourself when you saw it on Fox News.
Right.
It's okay that you saw it on Fox News. That's still legitimate.
Right, and Fox
there
News.
There to be some truthfulness there.
Fox News has been completely.
Oh, they're ridiculous.
Their behavior has been ridiculous. I mean, their behavior.
They're the ones we should, I think, be laughing at and mocking.
Right. I mean, it's the equivalent of, and what's amazing is it's the equivalent of, actually, it's not even the equivalent of, but it would be like MSNBC promoting anti-war rallies. The only difference would be, really, the only difference is that the majority of the country wants the war to be over, right? And on taxes, if you can call that the organizational issue of this, because it's what it taxed enough already, is what they said stands for T, most of the country thinks that President Obama is doing the right thing on taxes.
Right. Well, what I think that, what I really got from this was, you know, most of the signs, of course there were sort of the whack jobs, and my favorite was the woman carrying the sign that had Obama's name spelled wrong. I'm like, it's not that hard. It's not that long. It's really not that big of a deal. But what I really took away from it was that people were angry at feeling so broke. And they had directed their anger at the president because, you know, Fox News gave them a channel for this anger. But they were feeling overtaxed and broke in their own lives. You know, I was talking to one guy and he was talking about how, you know, he was here because the government spends so much and this year he and his family can't leave Alaska for a vacation because it's really expensive to get out of here. They couldn't actually leave the state at all this year like they usually like to get away because he'd lost his job and they were broke. And so I think that it really just showed the anger the country is feeling towards the economy.
That's right. That's right. It's
and
a it general
directed,
anger.
It was a general anger that people weren't quite sure where to direct. And there were, you know, people just wanted to express that anger. And what I did find interesting, though, and back on the grassrootsiness of it, you know, I went and I took pictures of some of the signage that I thought was, you know, interesting or had clever. No one had really offensive slogans here. They were stupid or kind of clever. You know, they were just protest signs, how they always are. And then I came home, and I was watching MSNBC when I was uploading my pictures and saw all of these.
Right, I saw those.
Handmade signs also, the exact same slogans, the exact same homemade nature in Philly, in Chicago, in D.C., and I thought, okay, not everybody spontaneously at the same time came up with the slogan, spread my work ethic, not my wealth. A, it's just clunky.
Totally.
It's, you know, not something that just organically springs to mind. So I looked and did find there was a website that I think Newt Gingrich's group put together of slogans you could write on your signs. Which I just wanted to say, come on, Fox News, get it together there.
Seriously, I mean, definitely. I mean, MSNBC did a good job, I think, of showing some of the most extreme elements of this. And I think, look, part of these Tea Parties was just a revival, a reunion of the folks. Remember all those folks who got caught on TV at the McCain rallies, the crazies. Remember how the McCain rallies kept getting crazier and crazier and crazier towards the end? And
it's sort of like their class reunion.
It was like a class reunion, right? Yeah, exactly.
Either meet for drinks at Applebee's or go to one of these tea parties.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. We talk to her every week at this time. So you got any news of the weird for us, news of the strange, just anything that you're tracking that we need to know about?
Well, this isn't really political, but I just opened the New York Times to see what had happened this morning, because it's only, you know, 6:15 here right now. And one of their stories on their front page of the website is about a Colorado woman who's in trouble for taping her boyfriend's dog to the refrigerator. So I just want to say I'm watching you.
Yeah, but that was down here. I know. I read that news story out at the top of the 6 a.m. hour. And this is the second story about hurting a dog.
I know.
In this state. And it's supposed to be a dog-friendly state. I mean, it really pisses me off. I'm a big dog guy.
This is another thing, though, because I was reading the most depressing story of the week for me yesterday. It was one from Reuters that was tracking an uptick in child abuse in the
mm-hmm.
country for the first time in decades. There's been a spike in people who are hurting their kids.
And by the way, just to interject, the AP had a story about how the economic recession, law enforcement officials believe the economic recession is increasing generally domestic violence.
Exactly. That's what this was. This tied the economic recession directly to people hurting their kids. There's a lot more stories, I think, or maybe I'm just now that I'm looking for them, I'm more attuned when they pop up, but there's a lot more, I think, animal abuse stories, animal neglect stories. And so I just think that that is a really sad footnote to what's going on economically in this country. There's no excuse for it.
No, but it's you're right. It's all part of, you put a society, and this is what my newspaper column is about today, you put a society under stress, and just like you put a prisoner under stress, and people at the fringes are going to freak out. It doesn't absolve it at all, but it's sort of like predictable. Okay, before we go, it's Movie Friday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
So what movie did your parents, movie, TV show, or even book, did your parents not let you see?
Okay, you can't make fun of me for this because this one stuck for some reason. I've never seen a James Bond movie.
You've never seen a James Bond movie. Why would your parents not let you see James Bond?
Because of the sex.
But you never see the sex.
Yeah, my parents are pretty strict. My parents were pretty strict, especially with.
But seriously, the sex is just like implied.
Everybody when I was a kid got to go see For Your Eyes Only.
Oh, it's so good. Is that the one?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't even know. That's right. You don't even.
But the funny thing is Quantum of Solace came out, and I love Daniel Craig. And my boyfriend was like, hey, let's go see it. And I was like, I can't. I'm not allowed to see James Bond. And he was like, you're in your 30s. And I was like, yeah. It's kind of like how I can't go to the mall during November because you might see Santa before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I remember we couldn't go to the mall last August because Santa was.
I just can't believe your parents wouldn't let you see Bond movies because of the sex and not because of the violence. You never see the sex. Which, by the way, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when, as a teenage, as an older, the hormones flowing teenager, that was kind of frustrating.
The problem was, and this is a direct Trudy Harvey quote, sorry, but he's always falling in and out of bed with all these ladies.
Well, that's definitely true. James Bond is like the ultimate player. He's a player. That's definitely true. Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress, thank you for taking the time.
I think in an act of rebellion to go along with the newly found protest urge in the right wing, I'm going to get in touch with my own protest urge, and I'm going to run a James Bond movie.
Seriously, protest your parents, rebel.
All right,
you need to do it, and then you need to call them and tell them you're doing it.
I'm going to call them while I'm doing it.
Yes, I'm watching. I'm watching James Bond. Talk to you next week, Christy.
Bye-bye.
Stay warm. That was Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress up in Alaska. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, after the break, we're going to go back to the phones, and I'm going to throw out a topic that's about the airlines. One airline may be setting a precedent that could set an entire standard for the rest of the airline industry, and I want your thoughts on it. It's very, very controversial. So stick around. 303-713-7600 is the number. It is also Movie Friday. What movies did your parents not let you see? So think on that. Now let's go get a traffic report.
The Denver highways are going to be wet and slush covered, so we're seeing slow speeds pretty much anywhere you're heading. Biggest delays are on the southbound side of 2 1/4 after Parker Road. Southbound I-25 gets heavy in pockets as you're making your way out of Thornton and Northland. C-470, we're getting words of problems that are along the foothills as well as you're making your way across Highlands Ranch. We're looking at slowdowns on the turnpike as well. Had a couple different accidents that occurred right around Sheridan, so both sides of the highway are going to be dragging a little bit. In the high country, Loveland Pass still shut down due to adverse weather conditions, but I-70 along that stretch pretty much from Georgetown all the way west of Vail, you're going to find wintry driving conditions. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether you rent or own your home, Shelter Insurance has options to help keep you covered.
We're stepping up our style with beautiful, affordable fashion at the JCPenney lowest prices of the spring sale. Find Arizona favorite polos for $6.99. All young men's graphic tees are $7.99. And get 75% off original prices on all final clearance items. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 18th.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond. The ideal cut diamond is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
You know, it's the culture, stupid. It's not the religion. It's so important. We need to be looking at helping to transform cultures around the world, bringing people into the modern age to the extent that, it's appropriate to do so. And we need to learn the lesson, and we need to learn it very quickly, that you can't do that by sticking a gun in somebody's face or dropping a bomb on their family.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4, on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
AM 825 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 33 degrees going up to 36. Lots of snow in the forecast and lots of snow accumulation in the forecast. All right, as promised, we're going to change directions here a little bit. And I want to throw out this story and I want everybody's opinion on this. United Airlines will start charging obese passengers for a second seat on flights on or after March 4th for travel on or after April 15th. According to United's website, the policy relates to passengers fitting the following criteria: unable to fit into a single seat in the ticketed cabin, unable to properly buckle the seatbelt using a single seatbelt extender, unable to put the seat's armrest down when seated. Passengers falling under any of those criteria will be relocated next to an empty seat. If no unused seats are available, the customer must either purchase an upgrade to a cabin with available seats or change to the next available flight and purchase a second seat. Customers who meet the criteria and do not purchase the second seat will not be allowed on the flight. Quote, "Please understand that we care a great deal about all our customers' well-being, and we've implemented this policy to help ensure that everyone's travel experiences with United are comfortable and pleasant," United said on its website. So that's the question. What do you think about this policy? Is this persecuting people who are overweight? Or is this totally understandable that, look, the seat is a certain size, and if you can't fit into it, you've got to buy enough size to ride on the plane. I'll put it another way. When you get on a plane, you're buying space. It's kind of like real estate. And if you can't fit into the real estate you've bought, should you have to buy more real estate? Or should the airline have to make its seats bigger? I mean, I'm a guy, I'm about 6 feet tall. I weigh about 175, and I don't find those seats particularly spacious. And you know, I'm not like the thinnest guy in the world. But I don't think I'm like super overweight. And I don't find those seats all that, not all that comfortable. I mean, they're really kind of small. So that's the question. What do you think about this policy? And is this policy a way to shift the cost to consumers in a way that's unfair, in a way that compensates for the airlines structuring their planes in a way that really is kind of inhumane. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. I this is one of those issues. I can go a bunch of different ways. I don't know how I feel about it. I just read it off the wire, so I really don't know how I feel about it. I'm working it out in my own mind, and I want to know what you think. Nate in Lakewood, what do you think?
Oh, it sounds like it's going towards the cafeteria plan of flying. But
what does that mean?
That you know, if you're cute, you probably get a cheaper ticket. And if you're thin, you get a cheaper ticket. If you're overweight, you get a more expensive ticket. If, you know, but my point is, if they're charging more for heavy people, they should be charging less for children. And
That's it. Well, but wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Because, you know, when you ride on those small planes, the weight issue actually, the actual how much you weigh affects the weight distribution on the plane, affects how many people can go on the plane. On the bigger planes, this doesn't sound like so much as an issue of how much you weigh as how much space you actually take up in the cabin.
Well, and I used to fly, and weight has a big, you know, they use more fuel. I'm fairly certain, as people call in, that you'll find that weight is very important, and as far as costs. And ultimately, they're trying not to use a second seat for one person, which I can understand too. But I think too, it's a weight issue, and I think if my 6-year-olds have to pay a full fare, only weighing 50 pounds, then you know, if they're going to go this route.
They gotta completely go the route. That's
they
what you're saying.
Go the route, right?
Yeah, they gotta completely go the route. All right, you got a movie for us?
I'm not a movie guy, thanks.
A TV show? Your parents not let you see any TV show or not read a certain book? Come on, it's Movie Friday, man.
The Movie Friday, huh? Jeez. Oh, we just watched a terrible one. It's what was it called? Oh, it was like Mad Max to the nth degree.
Oh, Mad Max is come on.
It was like no, it wasn't. It was Death Ride or something like that.
All right.
Terrible. I mean, brutal.
Thanks, Nate.
So, Jay would be happy with it.
Take care, man. 8:31. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Do you agree with United Airlines' policy of charging folks who are overweight the price of a second ticket so that they can fit into the seat? You think that's fair? You think that persecutes people? Carlos in Denver, what do you think?
I think it's totally fair. I completely agree with it.
Why? Why do you agree with it?
Well, I'm a fitness professional, so I'm kind of biased, but I also think it's just it'll encourage American society to just kind of not be so fat, and it's a weight issue.
So you like the incentives that this provides.
I love the incentive it provides. We live in the fattest country in the world, and it's a country of gluttons, basically. I mean, yes, there's that kind of image conscious fitness thing you see on TV, but you know, we're still looking at, you know, like a huge percentage of just obese people who are just continuing to live that lifestyle.
All right, let me play devil's advocate. What if I'm like Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like, I'm just so ripped, I'm so jacked, or I'm, like, really, really tall. I'm 6'10", I'm a power forward on the New York Knicks. Right? You're going to charge me two seats because I'm, like, so super jacked and tall that I got to pay for a second seat?
If you're not fit, you don't fit.
What if I'm totally fit and I'm actually so fit that I'm huge?
Not now. I don't mean if you're not fit in the terms of like being fitness. I'm saying if you don't fit in the seat. I mean, I think it's got to be a standard that goes across the board. So
all right. Well, then let me ask you this: Do you think the seats are realistically large enough?
No. Not. I mean, that, I'll have to say I don't think so. I mean, I'm 5'9", 180 pounds, and I'm uncomfortable half the time.
Okay. So all right. So I've at least gotten you to acknowledge that the standards that they're setting are unacceptable, even though you're saying that you like the potential incentives this sets up.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to say I'm totally there with you, but I think I'm close to where you are. You got a movie for us?
I got best show ever created on TV, Battlestar Galactica.
Wait, but what did your parents not let you see?
I'm sorry, I missed that part. My parents pretty much let me watch whatever.
Anything? They let you see any movie you wanted to see? Any TV show?
TV shows, yes. Movies, I got to see Aliens when I was 8 and ran into the theater because it scared the crap out of me.
Your parents let you see Aliens at age 8?
Yeah, it was.
You know what? I got to find your parents, and I got to have a talking to with them.
I'm with you there.
Talk to you, man.
Take care.
8:34. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. The open question: do you think United's policy of charging overweight people for a second seat is fair? And it's Movie Friday. What movies or TV shows did your parents not let you see, and why? Give us a call. Now let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
The Denver highways are going to be wet and slush covered, so we're seeing slow speeds pretty much anywhere you're heading. Biggest delays are on the southbound side at 2 1/4 after Parker Road. Southbound I-25 gets heavy in pockets as you're making your way out of Thornton and Northland. C-470, we're getting words of problems that are along the foothills as well as you're making your way across Highlands Ranch. We're looking at slowdowns on the turnpike as well. Had a couple different accidents that occurred right around Sheridan.
Don't miss the closeout sale of Tower 1 at the Pinnacle at City Park South. Special bargain prices are still available, but not for long. Two-bedroom homes start at $399,900. One-bedrooms from just $299,900.
Stop all the labeling. Stop all the name.
Hey, everybody, I'm Julie. I got a little money and planet-saving tip for you. You know, you can get a great price on a Brita water pitcher at Walmart. My family loves a great-tasting water, but we also love how it can help the planet. Because using one pitcher is like replacing 300 of those 16.9-ounce water bottles. So if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers used one, that'd be like there were 60 billion fewer water bottles out there. So that's really refreshing. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Colorado. Radco.com.
Incredible $79 special to check your pipes. Drain Solvers is a member of the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Network.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Insured by Humana Insurance Company. All applications are subject to underwriting approval. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions may apply. If you're losing your health insurance benefits at work or know someone who is, now there's a way to get affordable, flexible health care. Humana One. For example, if you're a 39-year-old non-smoking male living in Chicago, Illinois, you could only pay $73 a month for your health insurance. Rates vary by age, location, and plan selection. Plus, Humana One individual plans give you many options to choose from. You could find the plan that fits your health insurance needs and your wallet. If you're self-employed, retired early, losing health benefits at work, or just not happy with your coverage, Humana One could help. Isn't your peace of mind worth a few minutes? For a free quote on a plan that's right for you from Humana One, call 1-866-206-8400. That's 1-866-206-8400. Call 1-866-206-8400. Pick up the phone and call now.
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at the Lumber Guy.
New inventories arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit the Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Hey, 8:39, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay, if you're listening, we're pulling for you. I've been in constant text messaging contact with Jay. I'm going over to the hospital to see him after the show. Hopefully the roads will be not too bad. And then I'm spending the rest of the day inside. Well, at least all the day I can before my dog Monty comes out and takes me for a walk. That's how it works in my house. My dog takes me for a walk. I'm working. He comes up. He says, "It's time for a walk, Dad." I love my dog. 303-713-7600 is the number. We're talking about United Airlines' decision to begin charging overweight people potentially for a second seat on the airplane. Do you think that's fair, or do you think that's the airline industry compensating for unfairly small seats? 303-713-7600. Robert, at the airport. Robert.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Well, I work out here at the airport for United, actually. And these seats have gotten a little bit smaller, but they have been doing this for many, many years. And United Airlines was not the first airline to actually start charging people that are overweight. And I also wanted to tell you
Why is it in the news then?
You know, I don't know. The love-hate affair between United and Denver, I'm not sure, but
I'm not trying to stoke hate at United Airlines. I mean, I've had some problems on United Airlines, but I've had problems on all the airlines, like anybody who travels a lot, but I'm not trying to pick on United here.
Okay, no, I have no idea why this made news. I've been flying for over 40 years. I remember 30-some years ago, somebody had to buy two seats because they were just large enough. And as far as that's concerned, the airline isn't necessarily discriminating. They don't care how large or small you are. All they care about is how much room that rumpus takes up. And if it takes up two seats, then that's just all there is to it. They're selling a seat, not anything else, not to anybody, anything, just the seat.
Yeah, I mean, that's the argument. I mean, I just think, like, you know, I just think that there is some part of this that I think ends up, whether deliberately or not deliberately, punishing people based on their, you know, their body size. And I asked the question, you know, what if you're a, forget about being fat. What if you're just like a big, what if you're like a bodybuilder?
Well, you and I have met about 8 months ago, and we're about the same size, but I'm about 60 pounds heavier than you. My shoulders are very broad, and whenever I have to sit and coach, it's not that comfortable. They haven't taken as much room out from left to right as they have from front to back, meaning you have less knee space.
Yeah,
now.
Totally. Yes. That's what they've really done. Now, I've noticed that the most, actually, which is that if you're not sitting in the exit row on almost any airlines, it's become, and I haven't grown, right? I mean, I haven't gotten taller, at least for 10, 12, 15 years. And so I've noticed that it's gotten much more confined front to back. That's for sure.
and then that way they can add another row or two, depending on the type of aircraft, which gives them more revenue, obviously, but at least from left to right, it's not that much more, not that much of a difference, than it has really been in the past. It's just mostly knee space.
Right, but you're saying the width is width, yeah. And I'm gonna be honest. I traveled 22,000 miles this summer, and it was a lot of travel. And there's nothing worse than being in a window seat next to somebody who doesn't fit in their seat. I mean, that's really it's just not pleasant. And it's not pleasant for the person who's not fitting into their seat either.
No, it's a difficult thing, and I would imagine for them it's embarrassing. Most flight attendants that I've seen that have to hand a passenger seatbelt extender do it very discreetly,
right?
Because they're not trying to embarrass anybody. I mean, are you and I fooled that these people aren't large? They know they're large.
Yeah, right.
And you know, some people can help it, some cannot. I don't think that's the issue. They're just trying to sell the seat, and if they take up two seats or one and a half seats, somebody else cannot sit there, and that's just all there is to it. As far as the weight goes, it has absolutely nothing to do with weight. The weight's almost a joke, as that other caller said about his child.
You mean the actual weight on how much lift the plane can get, the actual poundage, if you will?
Correct. They don't really pay any attention to that. They give everybody a certain amount of weight. You're 170. I think they consider males to be 175 or 185. I'm 230. Somebody else is 140. His kid's 50 pounds. Basically, it averages out. And as a commercial pilot, that's all you're going to take is the average. Unless you're looking at a small plane, then you need to know exact weights.
Right, right. Hey, you got a movie for us?
Yes, I did.
A movie that your parents wouldn't let you see?
The Exorcist.
Your parents wouldn't? That's a good one. That was a little before I was a movie watcher, and I didn't see that movie because I had heard how frightening it was. I didn't see that movie until recently, meaning the last 5 years. That is not a movie I would allow a kid to see. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
And do you remember when we met at the Dennis Prager Sirota debate?
Oh yeah, that was quite a spectacle. Was it like there was almost 2,000 people out to that thing?
There was quite a lot, and I was a photographer there.
Oh, cool. Hey, it's good to talk to you, man. Stay warm at the airport.
Thank you. Bye.
8:45. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Do you think United Airlines policy, which may become a standard airline industry policy, to charge overweight people for a second seat, do you think that's a good idea, or do you think that unduly persecutes people who are overweight? Do you think the airline should make their seats bigger? Do you think they should at least charge a reduced rate for that second seat? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Zallery.
Yes.
Go for it. You're on the air.
Okay, thanks. Look, I disagree with these rules and these policy. I used to take a flight... not short one, but like transatlantic. And even not overrated people with you, you know, you feel uncomfortable, and that person feel uncomfortable. And what I want to say that airline companies, they don't care about customers, you know, that you feel uncomfortable, that's why they want people buy second seat. No, what they care about profit, to squeeze any possible penny. And they pack the plan with seats so tight, so many, you know, to make as much money as possible. And if you take a really long flight and person in front of you lean back, his seat will be like on your knee.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Nothing drives me more crazy. I mean, that is true. Nothing drives me more crazy when somebody leans back in their seat. I mean, I know you're allowed to lean back in your seat, folks, but most people lean back in their seats and don't look at what they're going to cause behind them. I actually wrote a column about how how inconsiderate that is. I find it to be, I mean, it really gets my blood boiling when people lean back and ruin the experience. It really is horrible. And I actually think it's kind of a judgment on somebody's character. Like, if you're sitting there and you lean back and you don't really care about what you're doing to the person behind you, you're kind of a jerk. You're really kind of a jerk. And that's a different issue than the issue of how big somebody is.
Not really, David. Not really. It makes me really uncomfortable, but I never too much, against the person who did it, because of when you take a flight, like transatlantic that lasts long, you maybe need to do that, you know. And I remember that when I took the last flight, we changed the plane at Germany. I think it was Frankfurt. Yeah. And after that, I was need to fly like more 3 hours. And it was kind of old style jet, and the seats was wide and good space between lines, so it was really comfortable. It was relief, you know, compared with these Boeings. So I disagree with these rules. First, these airlines companies make the seats really small and tight, and then they, you feel uncomfortable. Okay, we will charge you twice, you know.
Now that, the person who
oversized, he feels uncomfortable too, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's absolutely true, but I think that what the airlines don't want to acknowledge is that they're making seats that are too small for regularly sized people to fit in them. And then they're using that situation. I think potentially they're going to be using that situation to charge people more money. That's definitely a word. They'd rather charge people more money than spend the money on making the seats bigger and taking up more room per seat, and therefore lessening the amount of total seats and therefore lessening the amount of total profit on each flight. Thanks for the call. 850, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
We're still looking at slow speeds pretty much anywhere you're heading right now. Big time delays on the turnpike, especially on the eastbound side. Now, the roads are going to be wet and sloppy, slushy, and standing water on most of them. Single vehicle accident, C-470 right around Alameda. That one should be cleaned up shortly. We're also looking at slowdowns on the southbound side of I-25 downtown. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
I would like to hear the conservative...
We're stepping up our style with beautiful, affordable fashion at the JCPenney lowest prices of the spring sale. Find Arizona favorite polos for $6.99. All Young Men's graphic tees are $7.99. And get 75% off original prices on all final clearance items. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 18th.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/EarthFest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
I just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
How windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Fruhoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
21. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
Are you tired of wasting billions of dollars bailing out AIG and Wall Street, paying themselves billions in taxpayer-funded bonuses? There is an alternative bold stimulus plan for all of America that will actually work. The one-year mortgage holiday 8-point stimulus plan is the silver bullet solution to curing the housing, credit, and banking crises. The mortgage holiday plan will immediately jumpstart our economy, create millions of jobs, stimulate growth, and generate long-term economic prosperity. Because we the people will be able to redirect our mortgage payments and decide how best to spend, save, and invest our own money. Apartment, office, and retail tenants could also benefit by receiving a 25 to 50% monthly savings in rent. The Mortgage Holiday is the ultimate trickle-up stimulus plan that will empower all of Main Street. So call your representatives and the White House and tell them to support the Mortgage Holiday that's supported by the majority of Americans. For details, visit SaveOurEconomy.com. Paid for by SaveOurEconomy.com.
.854, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. 36 degrees in Denver, lots of snow in the forecast. Looks like it's sticking in some places, not sticking on the roads in other places. Let's go back to the phones. We're talking about the United Airlines decision to charge overweight people for a second seat. Do you think that's a good or bad idea? And it's Movie Friday. What movies or TV shows did your parents not let you watch? Make sure to tell us that. I'm always curious. And mine is Fatal Attraction. My parents wouldn't let me see Fatal Attraction. Elaine and Aurora. Elaine.
Good morning.
Morning.
I totally agree, based on my personal experience with this new old policy of United. Last May, I was flying from Washington, D.C. to Denver. I got the last existing seat on the plane. It was last row, middle seat. So, you know, there's no movement at all in that
row. Yeah, you can't push your seat back. That's right.
Right. They sat a 350-pound woman next to me on the aisle, and she had a pretty hefty baby with her, too. We not only had the seat up, I only had maybe one-third to one-half of the space I was supposed to have.
I mean, that sounds nightmarish.
It was. Oh, well, it got even worse. Before we landed, she thought she was going to vomit. So, oh, God.
That sounds really, really nightmarish. And I, you know, a lot of people who travel, who fly a lot, have stories like this. And you know, this is why I'm torn on this issue. I don't want to pick on people who happen to be big, obese, overweight, whatever it is. But, you know, I told you, I did 22,000 miles of travel this summer, and I have my share of being shoved into the wall because I didn't have... Because the space that I paid for was crowded out. Elaine, before you go, because I got to get another call here, you got a movie or a TV show that your parents didn't let you watch?
I don't remember that far back.
Well, listen, stay warm, all right?
Okay. I will tell you that when I flew to Korea, United was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. This is not an issue of any one airline. This might end up becoming a standard. So I'm not picking on United. Thanks, yeah. Elaine.
Okay.
All right, real quick, let's go to Andrew on the cell. You got 30 seconds, Andrew.
All righty. How are you doing today?
Okay.
here's my thinking. If they're going to charge me for an oversized bag or an overweight bag, then they should definitely charge for an oversized or overweight person.
That logic, you know, when you put it that way, it's hard to argue with that. All right, you got a movie or a TV show your parents didn't let you see?
Silence of the Lambs.
That's, you know what? Your parents were smart because parents should not let kids see Silence of the Lambs. That's one of the scariest movies ever made. Thanks for the call, man. All right, after the top of the news, we'll continue the discussion. So if you're holding, hang on. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Now the top of the news.
Tom Hartman on AM 760.
Everybody's gonna love today. You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A landmark announcement on the way from the Environmental Protection Agency, one that could have a profound and wide-ranging impact. We're live in Washington with CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
It's the first necessary step for the U.S. to regulate what scientists say are the causes of global warming. The EPA is about to declare that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases are a danger to public health and welfare. Environmentalists are thrilled.
After beating my head against the Bush administration wall for 8 years, right now it's Christmas in April.
David Bookbinder at the Sierra Club.
The Obama administration is taking climate change and energy issues incredibly seriously.
The declaration comes only a few months before a critical world gathering in Denmark to set global greenhouse gas reduction targets. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, Cuban President Raul Castro says he is willing to put every issue on the table with the U.S., including press freedom and human rights, as the two countries signal a willingness to open a new chapter between them. CBS's Portia Siegelbaum says Castro does expect even-handedness.
He points it out very carefully. They're willing to talk as long as they sit down as equals with respect for Cuba's right to self-determination and that they look at what the relationship has been in the past.
A senior Obama administration official says Castro's comments are under review, indicating they could be significant on the heels of the president's recent relaxation of some restrictions. Well, this is the day Maersk Alabama Captain Richard Phillips returns to his Vermont hometown. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports from Burlington.
It will be a joyous and very likely emotional homecoming. Just a few days ago, Richard Phillips' life was in danger. Now he's just a few hours from being reunited with his family. Those who know Phillips are excited.
We can't wait to see him and have an opportunity to speak with him.
At the airport to greet Captain Phillips will be his wife and other family members. There will be a private reunion. Then Phillips is expected to make a brief statement. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Burlington, Vermont.
A U.S. official says the Somali pirate in custody when Phillips was rescued Sunday will be brought to trial in New York. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the problem of piracy off the Horn of Africa won't be solved as long as Somalia's government remains in chaos.
Until we can do something to provide some kind of stability on land, that and some prospects for these people, it's going to be a tough problem.
Well, the red ink is there, but not as much as expected. Citigroup says it lost $966 million in the fourth quarter. A year ago, Citigroup lost $5 billion. Bert Ely is a banking consultant.
Mostly, Citi has
the going forward earnings power to allow it to absorb these credit losses, which I refer to as the cost of the sins of the past.
General Electric also posted a better than anticipated report. It says earnings plunged by 36%. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 11. This is CBS News.
Need some island time in your life? Get $300 off your vacation, a fortnight free, and $100 in coupons when you visit the U.S. Virgin Islands. Call American Airlines Vacations at 800-999-0774 or visit aavacations.com/USVI. Come to the U.S. Virgin Islands. Valid for travel by October 31st, 2009 and booked by October 15th, 2009. Restrictions apply.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream sweepstakes. During April Open House Month, one winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds money depend on number of entries. That's May 16th. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. How much snow will we get? National Weather Service meteorologist Kyle Ferdin says that depends on where you live.
With the metro area, you're going to see a pretty wide range in snow amounts. I wouldn't be surprised if some locations get in the 2 to 5 area, and I wouldn't be surprised if some people get in the 10 to 8, 18-inch range.
The high country already has between 18 inches and a foot of snow, 2 feet of snow in many areas, and it's expected to get another foot or two. CDOT's out in force for perhaps the last time this spring. Spokeswoman Stacy Stegman.
In the metro area, we're still seeing mostly wet roads. There is some slush and accumulation a little bit more on the west side of the city.
At DIA, some airlines are proactively canceling some flights, so call ahead or check online. The Colorado Athletic Club in DTC was evacuated this morning. 5 people became ill. They believe it was a cleaning agent. South Metro Firefighters Hazmat Team is working on that problem at Colorado Athletic Club on DTC Parkway. Sports: Rockies begin a weekend series against the Dodgers in Los Angeles tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive starting to ease up. No significant delays to get in your way. Now, as far as the pavement conditions go, they're going to be wet, slushy, maybe even be slick in spots, especially on bridges, ramps, and overpasses. In fact, it does sound like there's a spin-out crash. This is on I-70 right around 58. Outside the city limits, things are going to be a bit rougher. Speeds are in the single digits on I-70 right around Lookout Mountain. Loveland Pass closed due to bad weather, as is I-25 north of Fort Collins, that in both directions. There's also highway closures in Wyoming of both 25 and I-80 in that southeastern part of the state. That, again, due to blizzard-like conditions. Sounds like there's a serious surface street accident just occurred, Alameda and Monaco. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Welcome,
real live, to the world premiere,
and
show us.
The movie industry is all a Twitter about rumors of a big screen return for Tom and Jerry. If true, they will be following in the live-action footsteps of fellow Hanna-Barbera character Scooby-Doo. According to reports, the new Tom and Jerry movie will focus on how the two characters met and the reasons behind their subsequent rivalry.
Show us.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow-up to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ain't Misbehavin' Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Think into the future.
With the new iPod Shuffle, think zero, as in zero buttons. Yep, user control of the new Shuffle from the main unit to the headphones results in a reduction in size of around 50%. As cool as it sounds, though, there is one small caveat. If you're doing anything other than sitting still, you're going to have trouble grabbing the constantly swaying headphone control.
Inspector Gadget.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Think into the future.
Looking for a new companion to keep track of the time and the number of calories you're burning? You need to check out the latest additions to Garmin's Forerunner range of watches, including the 310 XT, which features a robust exterior, is waterproof to 50 meters, boasts improved calorie counting accuracy, and also has GPS and wireless connectivity capabilities.
Inspector Gadget.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Think into the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
But that certainly the assault weapons ban, the expiration of that is I think, is bad news. And I think the effort to reinstate it is good news. Roll Call reports immigration is fueling an internal Republican Party debate. Republicans are split on whether the resurrection of the immigration debate could undermine the party's Hispanic outreach effort ahead of the 2010 midterm elections. Obviously, we in this state had a big debate and continue to have a big debate over immigration. And Republicans continue to take a really, really hard line, a really, really anti-immigrant hard line. And the question, well, we're going to see whether that is alienating Latino voters in our state. I think it probably is. Bloomberg News. The Obama administration's bank rescue efforts will probably fail because the programs have been designed to help Wall Street rather than create a viable financial system. Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz said Stiglitz is a progressive. So this is tough criticism coming from him. Quote, all the ingredients they have so far are weak, and there are several missing ingredients, Stiglitz said in an interview. The people who design the plans are, quote, either in the pocket of the banks or they're incompetent. That is some tough stuff from Joe Stiglitz. And again, he is a progressive voice, not some conservative economist here. Local news in Denver Times, that was the name of the potential new newspaper that reporters from the Rocky Mountain News are saying they're going to try to form. They said they're going to go forward with the launch of In Denver Times, even if they don't meet self-imposed targets for paid subscribers. Firefighters union bill passes the state Senate. The Colorado Senate has backed a bill giving firefighters the right to unionize without having to get approval from local governments. Competitive bidding. Who would have known that this saves taxpayer money? In the Bush years, there were so many no-bid contracts given to Halliburton, and then there was news that those contracts, we paid way too much as taxpayers for those. Many of us may have forgotten that the bidding process can actually save us money. We've got a really good example of that here in Colorado. The Denver Business Journal reports that bids for three road and bridge projects paid for with money from the stimulus package were opened Thursday by the Colorado Department of Transportation. All three apparent winners of the competitive bidding came in under what CDOT's engineers had thought the projects would cost. So they competitively bid that and saving money. President Obama yesterday unveiled a plan to build a nationwide high-speed rail system. That's long overdue. little bit of bad news. It doesn't yet include, the plan doesn't yet include Colorado. Hopefully it ultimately will. State Senate Democrats are set to pick a new Senate president 3 weeks before the current Senate president, Peter Groff, steps down for a top Obama administration job. So there's going to be a lot of wrangling in the state Senate. And then there was the news that Aurora Councilman Ryan Frazier is exploring a Republican Senate bid for the U.S. Senate against appointed Senator Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett is in the news lately. The Denver Post editorial today is about how Bennett refuses to publicly take a position on the Employee Free Choice Act. The Denver Post, I think 90% of its editorial is absolutely dead on. They're basically saying it's unacceptable for a public official to refuse to take a public position on one of the most important public issues in the nation. Of course, the last 10%, the Post demands that Bennett come out against the Employee Free Choice Act. I obviously disagree with that, but I think the Post is right on. We deserve, as voters, to know where the person representing us in the Senate stands on this really, really important issue. But the topic of the hour, as promised, is the topic of the last hour, which is the announcement by United Airlines that it's going to charge overweight people for two seats. United Airlines will start charging obese passengers for a second seat on flights on or after March 4th for travel on or after April 15th. It's according to the Denver Business Journal. According to United's website, the policy relates to passengers fitting the following criteria: unable to fit into a single seat, unable to properly buckle the seatbelt using a single seatbelt extender, unable to put the seat's armrest down when seated. So the question of the hour, do you think this is fair? Or do you think this persecutes people who are overweight or big? And of course, it's Movie Friday. Movie Friday, the topic for Movie Friday is, what movie or television show or even book did your parents not let you see? Did your parents just not want you to see? Mine, Fatal Attraction. My parents just, they would not let me see Fatal Attraction. My mom was completely freaked out about it. And so I didn't get to see Fatal Attraction until very recently. And, you know, I think my mom had made the right decision not letting me see that. The boiling of the rabbit was, well, not for children. So when you call us up and you're talking about the United Airlines issue, tell us the movie or the TV show, the book, maybe even the radio show that your parents wouldn't let you listen to. 303-713-7600 is the number we got. A couple open lines again. 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Ron in Littleton. Ron.
Hey, Mr. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, there's a thing on the airlines. I think anymore when I fly, I hate it. It's like a Greyhound bus with wings.
It is. It's the worst. And I was just out on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And I had the pleasure of taking Amtrak. Amtrak.
Oh, you took the words out of my mouth. I wish I had freedom of choice out here.
Yeah. Well, Amtrak's got its problems.
It's
of the trains are old and it's overused. But in terms of like sort of comfort, you know, the seats there, they've built enough space that you don't feel like cattle.
Have you ridden the Acela?
Yeah, I had to ride the Acela for a speech. I had a real tight deadline, so I took the faster one. It was nice.
Yeah, that weren't really the thing quickly. I wanted to bring something else up. My late wife and I spent some time in Europe, and we just love the ICE trains and the TGV.
Yeah, it's great. It's really, I agree with Obama his speech was great yesterday. He made the point, it's ridiculous that we are the wealthiest country in the world, an industrialized country, and other industrialized countries have far better train service than us. I mean, if you made a train that could go 250 miles an hour, which there are trains that do that.
From Paris to Lyon.
Yeah, right. You could get from New York, by my account, you get from New York to Chicago in 3.5-4 hours. And, you know, if you could get a train from New York to Chicago in 3.5 or 4 hours, there'd really be no reason to fly. Because remember, when you fly, you've got basically an hour on each end, driving or getting to the airport and then, you know, when you're departing and then getting from the airport to downtown when you get off. So 4 hours, and to think about what you could do here. I mean, if you how far is it from Denver to Chicago? Is it 1,100 miles?
So if you, no, not that much. About 1,000.
1,000? Okay. So if you had a 250 mile an hour train, you get Denver to Chicago in 4 hours. I mean, that would be, there'd be really no reason to fly.
Well, I'm a rail nut, and I would love to see, you know, something similar here from Casper to Albuquerque, New Mexico. The state politicians in New Mexico, Wyoming, and Colorado have talked about it, but it's the money.
It is the money. It is the money, and that brings up the old point. No longer can we say we don't have enough money to do stuff like that. Last I checked, according to Bloomberg News, we're spending and or committing $12 trillion to Wall Street, no strings attached. So there's no more arguments that we don't have the money to do things like high-speed rail. Ron, give us, do you have a movie or a TV show?
A TV show. It was years ago. I was a teenager raised up in the 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
And my mom used to make a big deal about it. Did you ever see a show? It was black and white called The Outer Limits.
I've heard of it.
It was real freaky.
She didn't let you see it?
Do not control your set. We will take the care of the vertical. We will take care of the horizontal. And they showed this old test pattern with the Indian chief. And it was some weird science fiction stuff.
And she wouldn't let you see it?
No.
When did you end up getting to watch it?
When they were out and she was out shopping.
Oh, you snuck and you watch it. Nice.
And you know, you're talking radio. And I grew up before radio came to before TV came to Denver when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And my mom used to make it, and a lot of folks used to, you know, it was theater of the mind at that time. There used to be a radio show called Suspense.
Suspense. Sweet. Sounds like the Twilight Zone.
Oh yeah, it was. Hey, if you ever get some old tapes of that or CDs of that, just let your mind go, and some of the stories they wrote on that thing, Suspense.
Yeah, man. So, you know, radio, the art of storytelling on radio, that was a true art. Hey, Ron, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
920, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Do you think United Airlines' decision to charge overweight people for a second seat is fair? That's the question. And it's Movie Friday. What movies or TV shows or books or radio shows did your parents not let you see? And why? Give us a call, 303-713-7600 on this snowy Friday morning. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
The Denver Drive starting to ease up. No significant delays to get in your way. Now, as far as the pavement conditions go, they're going to be wet, slushy, maybe even be slick in spots, especially on bridges, ramps, and overpasses. In fact, it does sound like there's a spin-out crash. This is on I-70 right around 58. Outside the city limits, things are going to be a bit rougher. Speeds are in the single digits on I-70 right around Lookout Mountain. Loveland Pass closed due to bad weather, as is I-25 north of Fort Collins, that in both directions. There's also highway closures in Wyoming of both 25 and I-80 in that southeastern part of the state. That, again, due to blizzard-like conditions. Sounds like there's a serious surface street accident just occurred, Alameda and Monaco. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Advance Auto Parts has buy one, get one free deals on 12-ounce bottles of Chevron Techron Complete.
I do like to tell jokes. My jokes are pretty corny.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Knock, knock. Who's there? And it'll be Cal. And I'll say, Cal Moo.
His Match.com username is Junkfoodie, and you can email him right now.
It's never really that funny, but it's so corny they laugh anyway.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They are easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington.
Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Karen. Here's how I'm saving money and helping to save the planet. I get a great price on these Nature Source cleaning products at Walmart. They're plant-based, so they're good for my family and the planet. And if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers each used one bottle of Nature Source instead of a petroleum-based cleaner, we'd save over 1.7 million gallons of petroleum. Now that's some real cleaning power. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Capital. Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and experts predict the prices will reach $2,000 to $3,000 over the next 3 years. The current demand is stronger than ever, and the timing may never be better. And when you buy gold from United Capital, you're buying direct from the source and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what retail gold companies don't want you to know.
Call right now, and we'll send you our exclusive Gold Investors Kit, and you can have it now absolutely free. Call, and you'll also get the proven secrets on how to create wealth through gold in your retirement account.
Call 800-670-5480. 800-670-5480. That's 800-670-5480. Call now. 800-670-5480.
924. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I am in the wrong business. Just reading this off the wire. Philadelphia Inquirer pays Santorum $1,750 per column. This guy gets paid $1,750 per column. The former lunatic conservative senator from Philadelphia. And then the Philadelphia Inquirer somehow wonders why it's going bankrupt. I'm in the wrong business. I am doing something wrong if Rick Santorum is being paid $1,700 per column. I'm not going to tell you exactly what I make per column, folks, but it's a very, very, very tiny fraction of that. I'll put it this way. I don't make $1,750 for 2 months' worth of columns. I'm doing something wrong. I got to become an right-wing Republican senator from an East Coast state. That's what I got to do. All right, 925. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good.
I'm not really sure about the whole United Airlines thing. I'm not a huge flyer, so when I do fly, I sort of tend to freak out a little bit.
Do you lean your chair back?
I do, and I chew gum, and I do all that. I don't know how I managed it, but I flew to Spain when I was 16, 17 years old.
What do you freak out about?
I'm afraid of heights, number one. So I have to sit either on an aisle or in the middle. I don't even want to look out the window. And, I don't hyperventilate or anything like that. I just don't like it.
You know, I'll be honest here for a second. I had a problem with that maybe about 6 years ago. I developed sort of a nervous tic when I flew. I got really, really anxious, which was weird, which was sort of after 9/11, and I would get really, really anxious about flying, and there was a couple crashes, I think, and I got really nervous, and then I read a couple articles about the stats. And they started to calm me down. I mean, the amount of flights that are up in the air at any given time versus the amount of problems that they have is so minute. It's so incredibly minute.
I don't think I've ever been afraid that anything would happen to me. I just don't, I grew up right outside of St. Louis, and the only time I've ever been up in the arch, I was 3 years old, 4 years old.
Right, so it's just a general fear of heights.
Just a general fear of heights.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that it's fair to charge somebody twice because of something that they, you know, it could just, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, look, some of the callers have called up and said there's sort of an implication, not everybody's called up, but some people, there's sort of this implication that somebody being overweight or big is their fault. Now, and so we feel we don't, when you, anything that we can ascribe fault to, you feel less bad for the consequences of that fault. But the thing is that yes,
but I
certainly,
know.
Certainly people get, become overweight. There's some people who become overweight because through fault of their own. And there's not genetics. They're just not taking care of themselves. But I get really uncomfortable ascribing fault to people for physical, organic kinds of things, right? Because
right.
Being overweight is different than being a smoker. I mean, if you're a smoker and you have lung problems, that's really your fault. I mean, that's, you don't have to smoke. Some people do. You know, some people, it's harder to control weight than it is for others. I mean, everybody knows that guy or that woman who can eat anything he or she wants and never gain a pound, right? I mean, we all know those people. So it's hard to ascribe. That's what bothers me about this.
I did hear a gentleman say that if you have kids, why are they charging? I have two kids. I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Right.
I don't think I should have to pay full fare for them. They barely, combined, they don't even weigh 100 pounds.
Well, I think from United's perspective, it's not the weight. It's not how much weight are you putting on the airborne-ness of the plane, right? It's the size of the seat. Right, I mean, even if you have a small kid, if you can't put it in your arms, the child has to go in the seat, and there's only a certain number of seats in the cabin, right? So here's what I'm saying. The airline doesn't care. If you weigh 300 pounds and you fit into the seat, they don't care if you weigh 300 pounds. They don't care if you weigh 600 pounds if you fit into the seat, if you're just a super dense person, right? It's not the weight, it's the actual, I guess you'd call it the mass. How much space you're actually taking up.
And I had a show, books, and a movie.
Go for it.
I was not allowed to watch Miami Vice.
Oh.
But I used to sneak and watch it anyway.
Okay, I used to sneak and watch Love Boat.
I was not allowed to read Anne Rice until I was 16.
Okay, the vampire books, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But I was allowed to read Stephen King. My parents had no problem.
What?
Exactly.
Get out of town.
I'm
your parents.
I'm not kidding you. I'll tell you why. Because my mom had read. My parents are divorced, and I went to go live with my dad when I was like 11 years old. By the time I'd hit that age, I had already been through all of the fiction that appealed to me in my age group. I mean, there wasn't, you know, Harry Potter or anything like that.
Right.
So I was just bored. I was bored stiff with everything that was out there. So I begged my dad to let me read Stephen King because I'd seen my mom reading it, and I, you know, glanced at a couple chapters and it seemed appealing. So he, you know, talked to my mom. She's like, well, it's not that bad. And it is kind of horror, but it isn't bad. And so,
I mean, Stephen King, what was it, Misery? That's like the scariest book I ever read.
Oh, no. Pet Sematary scared the crap.
Oh.
Scared me to death.
Yeah, I heard Pet Sematary's crazy too.
Pet Sematary was,
but not being, but being able to
scariest.
read Stephen King and Anne Rice. Being able to read Stephen King but not Anne Rice. That's like
Anne Rice. My mom said Anne Rice was too sexual for the younger, for my age group.
Yeah.
So they decided 16. I was old enough to read it.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. There's a lot of the vampire genre. Really has that sort of sexual undertone.
I am very, very, and pardon the pun, but I cut my teeth on Anne Rice.
Yeah.
I was very, you know, that's what I That's what I started with. So my vampires come one of two ways as far as I'm concerned. They're beautiful and dangerous, like the ones in the Vampire Chronicles, or they're creepy like Dracula, and I don't do anything in between.
Yep.
I don't do that Laurel K. Hamilton drivel or anything like that. And then my dad was just like, and if there's ever a movie for any of these, you have to be 18.
The Anne Rice movies.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Which of course.
Fortuitously, Interview with a Vampire came out, and I was almost 19.
That's
years
right.
Old.
That's the Tom Cruise flick, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I never saw it. I heard it was good though.
It was. It's. I was a little sketchy about Tom Cruise playing Lestat because I had developed a real affinity for him.
Scariest vampire movie, I think, was Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman, that was really, really creepy, and sort of a Baroque movie. It was really creepy.
Yeah, and you know, the Masterpiece Theater did a rendition of Dracula.
Yeah.
And it was really good. I mean, it followed the story, but it kind of didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was really good. It was definitely very creepy. And unlike Dracula, the novel, there were definitely some, it had a little bit more of a modern edge to it.
Yeah,
It still took place in that time period and everything.
Yeah, well, it's like what the most modern vampire movie that's also scary, but also really kind of hip. It was The Lost Boys. Great movie.
Yeah.
That's a great vampire movie. Hey, Michelle, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
9:33, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Back after a traffic update.
The Denver Drive starting to ease up. No significant delays to get in your way. Now, as far as the pavement conditions go, they're going to be wet, slushy, maybe even be slick in spots, especially on bridges, ramps, and overpasses. In fact, it does sound like there's a spin-out crash. This is on I-70 right around 58. Outside the city limits, things are going to be a bit rougher. Speeds are in the single digits on I-70 right around Lookout Mountain. Loveland Pass closed due to bad weather, as is I-25 north of Fort Collins, that in both directions. There's also highway closures in Wyoming of both 25 and I-80 in that southeastern part of the state. That, again, due to blizzard-like conditions. Sounds like there's a serious surface street accident just occurred, Alameda and Monaco. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more when you shop at King Soopers. They've just lowered prices on dozens of the fruits and vegetables you buy most. You'll save more on potatoes, bagged salads, carrots, oranges, and dozens more. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Stop all the labeling. Stop all the name calling.
At John Deere, we don't just build tractors. We build our reputation every day. Whether it's a Gator utility vehicle, an EasyTrac zero-turn mower, or one of our new 3E series tractors, it's built the best way we know how. That's why they're smart investments, especially now during deer season with great financing at your John Deere dealer. Now more than ever, nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Colorado Equipment in Fort Collins, Greeley, and Holly.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. intelligentoffice.com or 303-447-9000.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
The recently released Amazon Kindle 2 has a couple of new buttons, the iPhone and iPod Touch. A new app has just been pushed out through Apple's App Store, which allows users to read the exact same Kindle content with their Apple devices. It doesn't end there, though, as shared features include the ability to sync bookmarks, buy new content, and more.
Inspector Gadget.
Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
Showbiz.
Thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
Paradise and put up a fucking lie. 938, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Mary on the cell. Mary.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm calling to about the airline seats.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to forgive me because when I get nervous, I stutter. But,
no need to be nervous.
Okay, excited. How does that sound?
Okay.
But I was going to carry these scenarios to their extreme illogical conclusion. They find they're making a lot of extra money because they're selling two seats to people instead of one. Now they make the seat a little narrower. Eventually it's 6 inches wide and everybody has to buy four seats.
You know, I mean, I don't believe that that conspiracy is there. It's just
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think they're just going to... It's going to grow gradually, and it's what it really is the extreme illogical conclusion of a project. And I know that it's not necessarily true. It's just the same theory as the slippery slope. If we can we control guns, it's the same theory as.
Right, and I'll give you this. When it comes to the airlines, there's definitely the competition right now is all in a negative way for consumers, right? The customer.
Absolutely.
They're competing to see who can charge for bags, who can cut out meals, who can not let you bring on a certain number of bags. They're all the only. But now they would say, well, but all of that competition is to benefit price competition. That helps us cut costs, and that's the thing that customers most respond to is cost. Well, that's right. It's increasing fees. That's right. And so what's annoying is that there hasn't really been much of a competition that is for customers, for middle-class customers. There's definitely a luxury competition for very wealthy customers and business customers, right? They're, you know, who has the better first-class seats. But for those of us who are middle-class people, the airline competition has been who can squeeze the most out of us. And certainly, you're right, the move to cramp the space is it's not persecution. They're just trying to get another row into the cabin so that they can have more passengers on each plane, which makes them more money. But you're totally right. I mean, the profit margin or motive is what is driving this. Absolutely. Hey, you got a movie now, a movie or a TV show or a book your parents didn't let you read?
Well, it wasn't. I grew up in Butte, Montana, so.
You're from Butte?
Yep.
Oh, you know, I used to live up in Montana, up in Helena, and Butte was our favorite place.
I've lived in Helena as well, and I have to agree, Butte's better, but, my parents didn't say I couldn't do things, but the scariest, most awful movie that I ever got to attend as a child was because my brother snuck me, and it was The Birds.
The Birds. Yeah, that's a freaky movie. How old were you when you saw it?
Eight.
That's not a movie for 8 year olds. That's not a movie for 8 year olds. Hey, Mary, thanks for the call.
Okay, and thanks. Bye.
All right, let's go to Patty in Denver. Patty.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment about the airline policy, and I do think that they have the seats too small. And they're just not comfortable anymore. Greyhound and Amtrak are both larger and more comfortable. But I still don't countenance humiliating people or singling people out and just making them just cruelty.
Yeah, and there's no way around the fact that this is, for whatever, I mean, forget about the motive. The motive, I don't think anybody argues the motive here is to be cruel. But
yeah.
But certainly the effect is, you know,
it's just cruel.
It's pretty cruel. I mean, it is pretty cruel. And what I worry about in this is that their definition of what is overweight, what is too big for a seat, is distorted by the fact that their seats are already too small for regular normal people.
Yeah, and so. Someone sitting next to you, even kind of a large, normal-sized person, is impinging on your space.
I have been on so many flights where you'll line up, right, to get on the plane. You'll see somebody who you would not call an overweight, large, you know, overly large person.
Yeah.
And you'll sit next to them, and it's like you're both cramped in there.
You're just starting to elbow each other.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And, so, you know, it's... I think this is distorted by the fact that they have made the seats too small. It's kind of like a bar. When a bar makes the glass, you know, what do they call it, a cheating glass? It's a smaller version of a glass, so when the glass is filled up, it looks like you're getting a big glass of wine or beer, but it's actually a small glass. That's kind of the situation there that's going on with the airlines. You have a movie or a TV show or a book your parents didn't let you read or watch?
Oh, yes, Psycho.
They wouldn't let you, well, that's, yeah.
I was 12 years old when Psycho came out. And my best friend that lived across the alley from me, Peggy, was also 12. And we saved our lunch money for 2 weeks so we could go see Psycho. And both of our parents kept saying, no, you can't go see Psycho. So we said, yes, okay. And of course, we saved it. We went out on a Saturday afternoon, and they said, well, you're not going to go see Psycho, are you? And we said, no, we're just going to go downtown and hang out at the Woolworth. And of course we went to see Psycho.
Did you come home all freaked out?
Oh, geez. Well, first of all, my friend Peggy, her mother was almost as scary as Norman Bates' mother. And she was convinced that her mother was going to come down the aisle and find us there. And so we sat on the floor.
She
got so paranoid.
Did they figure out when you came home that when you were kind of freaked out? Did they figure out that you had gone and done something like that?
No. We were sitting. She got me to sit on the floor, and so we were just peeking through the cracks during this shower scene. But we're more afraid of her mother coming down the aisle and finding us.
Right, right, right.
Than we were of Norman Bates' mother.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And so after the shower scene, we just got up and left. We couldn't handle it anymore.
That shower scene still creeps me out. Hey, Patty, thanks for the call.
Sure.
9:46, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Patrick in Fort Collins. Patrick.
Hey, Mr. Sirota. How you doing, brother?
All right, it's Dave.
Well, you know, I wanted to provide kind of an echo chamber for you on your elaboration of the airline seat issue, considering that, yeah, airlines, you know, they apparently how it works is that they take a gross average. You know, I mean, they take a median number of what the average person, including man or woman, of height and weight is going to be. And then, of course, they balance that against, you know, how many seats they can fit on an airplane, what would make it profitable. And, of course, you know, you're absolutely 1,000% correct that if you have a seat that is built for a person who's 5'7", 130 pounds, you know, what a better way to go ahead and generate more revenue than to go ahead and subjugate someone based on something that they may or may not have control over. If they're a chosen obese person, well, you know, that might be a sign of a larger issue that we need to have compassion for and try to create an infrastructure that it creates a relief for that person.
Yeah.
But if we don't do that, I mean, what are we doing to these people? We're simply being cruel.
Yeah, I know. But the other side of the coin, of course, is that, like, look, if I pay for a seat and I'm a normal-sized person.
Exactly.
I paid for a certain amount of space.
Right.
And then I get on the plane, and I'm sitting next to somebody who needs to take up, let's say, a quarter of my seat.
Yeah.
It makes it uncomfortable for me. Like, and I've paid my full fare for that space.
Exactly.
You know, it's really, really a problem. It's definitely a quandary. I think, and it keeps coming back to the idea that the airlines have made the seats smaller. Now, the problem is that, look, if we keep buying tickets on airlines, on those airlines that make their seats smaller and smaller, you can't really blame the airline. I mean, you really, you know, that's their if the demand remains, then we are effectively endorsing and subsidizing that decision. That's why this is such a difficult issue. Hey, before I get to the break, you got a movie or a TV show or a television show your parents didn't let you see or watch?
You know, what was funny is that it happened in my later adult years because my father, you know, and I have an affinity for scary films. And in my later 20s, of course, you know, my father and I get stoked whenever Quentin Tarantino ends up on a marquee. Same thing with Stanley Kubrick when I was a
for
child.
For sure.
Not few and far between with Kubrick, but more so with Tarantino. And we go to see the Grindhouse features, yeah, which was the Planet Terror zombie film by Rodriguez and my personal favorite, the Death Proof Psycho Stuntman film as the compliment. My dad goes and sees it first and he's like, son, you're gonna get the crap scared out of you. You're gonna see the greatest car chase that you've ever seen in a film, but you're gonna be put in a different place. And he wasn't kidding because after watching Planet Terror at home, I had the most awful lucid nightmares that I was having to kill Bruce Willis nonstop, and it killed me because I you know, zombie movies never have that effect on me, whether it be Romero.
But this one freaked you out.
It scared me in the worst kind of way, and I was 27 years old. And
yeah,
I see, you know,
I've only had a reaction to a movie like that. The only movie that really got to me in that way, where I had like a dream about it. Well, two: The Shining, and Natural Born Killers. Natural Born Killers freaked me out. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 9:50, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Try to get to as many calls as we can before at least my weekend starts. Now let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Actually, not in too bad a shape right now. On the drive around town, just basically a wet, sloppy drive at the moment. Temps staying above freezing, so really not seeing any slick conditions. But a couple of snags. One on southbound I-25 approaching the tech center. Word of a couple of accidents. One at 225, also one down toward Bellevue. Might slow you down a little bit heading into the tech center. Also, on the south end of the tech center, I have to close down the ramp from 470 getting on to northbound I-25. All due to an expansion joint that popped up, big piece of metal sticking out of the roadway. CDOT's got to shut that down and do a little work on it. Weather forecast, winter storm warning in effect till noon tomorrow. 5 to 9 inches expected today. Temps staying in the mid-30s. More snow tonight, 3 to 7, then another 3 to 7 tomorrow. Right now, 34 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
This is Tom Harbin. Join me at AM 760.
We're stepping up our style with beautiful, affordable fashion at the JCPenney lowest prices of the spring sale. Find Arizona favorite polos for $6.99. All Young Men's graphic tees are $7.99. And get 75% off original prices on all final clearance items. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 18th.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
More professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. intelligentoffice.com or 303-447-9000.
If you're thinking of designing your own engagement ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from the thousands of certified diamonds at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. You'll have the ring only you could create.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Now at the Home Depot, 5-inch pots of Bonnie herbs and tomatoes are just $3.48 each. Great price. Better investment. See, the average tomato plant yields dozens of pounds of tomatoes a year, maybe $100 worth. That's $100 you save to plow into another project. 5-inch pots of Bonnie herbs and tomatoes at our everyday low price of $3.48. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's try to get to as many of your calls as we can. Denny on the cell. Denny.
David, you do a great job.
Thanks, man.
I hope. It sounds like you got some sleep and some rest. Yesterday when I heard on the radio, I was concerned about.
Yeah, I was hurt. I was hurting yesterday.
Hey, I'd like to talk about something off the air, if possible. So if you could. Leave a message if I could get back to your screener. You know, I'd like to go back to a couple hours ago, the whole thing about Bush-Cheney, the torture, the lack of accountability, and Obama's decision. You know, I think his decision is to try and take the high road, you know, and you know, not do the witch hunt kind of thing. But I believe the American people deserve to know what really happened. To think that that the little gal and the gal who was supposedly rescued, they made this big deal about it, you know.
Right.
This all of the lies and the deceit and.
And I know what the administration's trying to do. I mean, I know they're trying to take the high road. I mean, I know that, right? But the problem is that if you taking the high road is enforcing the law, right? And
absolutely.
You can't set a precedent that illegal behavior is okay, because that's what it does. It sets
a precedent. Denny, I got to get some other calls. You got a movie or a TV show?
No, but could I get back to your screener? I'd like to talk to you.
Sure, I'll put you on hold.
Yep.
Let's go to Matt Centennial. Matt.
Hey, David. Great show today.
Thanks, man.
I was listening about the airline seats.
Yeah.
You know, I've had quite a few experiences myself. Since I travel a lot, I'm a musician, and I judge competitions, singing competitions around the country. So I fly a lot, and I've had quite a few experiences where I'm next to somebody who is very large, and it really intrudes on my space. And I guess it kind of becomes an issue of where their rights end and my rights begin, kind of like the issue with smokers in the air.
Yeah, when you look at it that way, it's hard to disagree. It's really hard to disagree, because I've been in that situation too. And right, you get on the plane, you're like, look, I paid for this space, you know, and it's not even that big a space, right? You don't have much to give, right?
They haven't changed that much. You know, what's changed a lot more than the seat width is the width of the average American's waist. You know, I have a 38-inch waist myself. I'm not a small person. But, you know, comparatively, you look around society today, I'm an average-sized person,
yeah.
Whereas in the 1960s, I would have been considered a very fat person.
It's undeniable, man. It's undeniable that we as a nation have gotten a lot bigger. Hey, before we go, because I gotta go, you got a movie or a TV show you weren't allowed to see?
Oh, when I was a kid, my father would never let me watch Beavis and Butthead.
Man, you must be young, man. You must be young. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
All right, that's all we can do. I'm David Sirota. This has been the J. Marvin Show. I'll be back. I'm supposed to be back next week. Stay warm. Drive slow. My suggestion, pizza and beer tonight. Stay in. Have a night. Comfort food. A slothy night. Watch a movie. I'm going to be watching Lost. Have a good one.
Investment.
Retirement account.
Inflation hedge.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says rivet?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community.